The place for news, views, and entertainment the way you like it. RantEMRadio.com. The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here. Thanks for tuning in and listening to The Shining Wizards. Proudly available at ShiningWizards.com and on the Shining Wizards Network. Be sure to subscribe, like, rate, and review us on whatever platform you listen to us on, including iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play, Audioboom, and so many more. If you shop at Amazon, visit Amazon.ShiningWizards.com and click on your country's banner. Do your shopping as usual, pay the same low prices as always, and a portion of your purchase will help support the show. If you'd like to buy Shining Wizards t-shirts, visit ShiningWizards.com/merch for a link to our Pro Wrestling Tees store and select from dozens of great designs. Follow us on social media at Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Wizards Podcast. If you'd like to check out our videos, visit YouTube or Dailymotion and search The Shining Wizards. The Shining Wizards airs live every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. East at RantEMRadio.com or SWLive.net. From all of us at The Shining Wizards, we thank you for your continued support.
This is the infamous Katarina Lee Waters, and you are listening to The Shining Wizards.
I have a small dick.
Titties! God damn! Woo!
Studio A. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to The Shining Wizards live on RantEMRadio.com or in podcast form from your favorite place to get podcasts. It's Wrestling Talk.
And talk about wrestling.
Oh, shit. That's what we do, wrestling.
That's what we do.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
And yes.
I know you're going to get really upset at me about this.
Why?
Right? I'm in the rant. I'm in the chat room, right?
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit.
Airing now, episodes 361, Wrestle Madness 2018. Obviously, that's not the episode that's airing. What's airing is this right now.
Oh, maybe I didn't change the information on butt.
Is that what, do you have to do that?
Yeah, I kind of forgot to do that.
Actually,
I didn't put it to update, so maybe it's the one from last week. Because, yeah, I did 361 with you. No, wait, you did 361 on Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
And I called in.
Yes.
With my delicious mocha latte chache.
You're such a fruitcake.
Oh, this is the reason why, Kevin.
What?
That I got my drink after I called you guys, because some fucking C-U-N-T ran in front of me and she had to order, not just for herself, coffees for the office, fucking biscuits, Danishes. They ran out of fucking croissants. They had to give her a different croissant. And I'm like, I just want a coffee. Have to call Kevin.
That's right. Did you tell them that?
No.
Oh, you should have.
So I really wanted to rip into her, but she was sitting 10 feet from me, you still waiting for her fucking order.
You wanted to rip into a lady who was just ordering stuff at a place.
She was interrupting Shining Wizards airtime.
That's a good point.
Whether she likes it or not, we have fucking busy people here at the Shining Wizards, and we have shit to do.
We do. But she had to get coffees for the office.
What? At fucking 8 o'clock at night, dude. Like, what?
You were there getting coffee too, dude.
I wasn't getting it for the office, jackface.
Well, sometimes you gotta be that guy that runs the errands, or that gal that runs the errands for the office.
I like the political correctness on Kevin's part. Good
That's
call.
Right. Well, you know what? No, I'm no savage.
No, Kevin just tries to get laid. That's all.
That's right.
He's constantly working it.
Isn't who listens to this show that Kevin would want to have sex with? Seriously. Have you seen the people that support our show?
Dude!
Wow.
Well, thanks to the 17 listeners that just left.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
So we're down to two.
I'm no prize, okay?
That's but a come fucking on. Understatement.
Come on. Are you fucking serious?
Let's be honest here.
Yes, that's pretty much.
I'm a cherub.
cherub.
I'm a fucking...
Don't you have to be fat to be a cherub?
Nah, you can be a skinny cherub.
Oh, Jesus.
Did you...
I think they're called twinks, Kev.
Twinks.
Nah, that's not true at all.
A lot happening in the world of professional wrestling this week.
Yeah, I guess we'll get there right now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tony, have any interest this week? What'd you watch this week? I heard you bitching and moaning before we started.
I saw the ending to Raw, and I watched the Dreamcatchers take on the Young Bucks.
All right. Mm. They're the Golden Lovers.
All right. Well, I tried to give them a less gay name, okay?
How dare you?
How dare I?
How dare you disrespect the Golden Lovers?
You don't think?
No.
Are you serious? Like, Kenny Omega himself came out and said, hey, let people think what they want. We don't care.
Okay. I don't think it's gay.
Well, Golden Lovers, dude. When JR's making jokes that they're giving each other golden showers, come on, dude.
Oh, I'm glad JR did something Sunday night.
Oh, right there.
In your face.
He was fucking awful.
I didn't think they were that bad. I actually watched the match again today with the English commentary. I didn't think they were that bad.
I watched all 4 hours and change of that show Sunday night.
Is that why you're grabbing your crotch while you're talking?
No, I'm not grabbing my crotch.
You have AIDS.
What?
No, I'm trying to find a picture to put on Instagram for the show.
Take a fucking picture of me wearing the greatest.
Ah, yes. You're a genius. But
what, you want me to come over there with you?
Yeah, come give me some head.
Whoa, look at this.
What are you going? He's going upstairs?
Tony's a real golden lover.
The fucking greatest tag team in the world.
Oh, look at this. He's saying it.
Oh, I can't even too sweet.
Hold on, wait.
No.
That's all right. Can't.
One sweet. Hold on. Can one sweet, Kevin.
This will be good. This will be good. Instagram game.
How is he going to talk shit about the golden lovers and then go upstairs?
Because he's a pussy, and that's what he does.
Well, then we're not going to have this conversation until he comes back.
I think that's appropriate.
We did a great show Thursday night. It's in the archives right now.
Yeah,
Vinny Marsalia, one third of the kingdom. And it was definitely a fun show. And we got a great response from the fans out there. So we appreciate that. Keep listening. Keep burping. Keep drinking. Keep enjoying the show.
Yeah, burp and drink.
At Wizards Podcast on the Twitter machine. Chat us up. We always like to have some conversation with y'all. I guess we could talk a little bit about Impact, Kevin, since...
we had it on.
We did have it on, and it was the Feast or Fired.
Ah, la 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 la.
See, and look, Tony's not even here. Lisa just tweeted at us, our good friend Lisa. That's why you use the mobile app to order, so you don't have to wait in line. Tony should fucking know that.
See, this is why Lisa is the best, because she's smart and Tony's an idiot.
Yes.
That makes sense, right?
Well, Tony's an idiot, yes. I've only met Lisa once or twice, so I can't really be a judge of if she's smart or not.
She's a smart cookie.
Okay. She does listen to the show.
That's step number one.
And she supports the Shining Wizard, so
that's
right. I promise
buys the merch. Buy our merch!
Impact did... we watched Impact last week, and they did Monsters Ball, which I'm not too up on my Impact history. Okay. Has Abyss ever won a Monsters Ball match? I feel like every time he is in one, he loses.
Well, look at this. We got the old technology. I can go pull it up.
And technology?
Technology. That's me being smart.
This is like Studio B. Just we had to drive to fucking North Arlington.
That's exactly North Arlington.
North Arlington, because yeah. Fucking Tony's not here.
Tony's not here. Tony left already.
He did. He started saying hurtful things about the Golden Lovers, and then he disappeared.
That's right. Type,
very rude.
Monsters Ball.
Yeah, is there like a... I feel like Abyss loses every Monsters Ball match. I thought I saw him lose one to Sabu. He lost this one to Kongo Kong. Didn't he have
Kongo Kong beat Abyss?
Yeah.
Here you go. Victory Road.
All right.
Monty Brown defeated Raven and Abyss.
Okay.
Bound for Glory 2005, Rhino defeated Abyss, Sabu, and Jeff Hardy.
Okay, he's 0-2.
House Show, June 10th, Samoa Joe defeated Abyss and Rhino.
Okay.
House Show, September 29th, 2026, Rhino defeated Abyss.
So we're 0-4 right now.
Bound for Glory, October 22nd, 2006, Samoa Joe defeated Brother Runt, Raven, and Abyss. Of course, Brother Runt is Spike Dudley.
Okay, that's 0-5.
Bound for Glory, October 14, 2007. Abyss defeated Raven.
Finally.
Black Rain. Who's Black Rain? Do you know who Black Rain is?
Is Black Rain... Shit. I don't know who Black Rain is.
I want to wait for Tony to come back.
Okay, well, we can circle back to who Black Rain is.
I bet he does know, though.
He probably does. All right.
Bound for Glory, 4 October 12, 2008. Beer Money, Inc. defeated Abyss... Oh, it's a tag. Beat Abyss and Matt Morgan, Team 3D, Brother Devon.
Hold on, I can't see Dad.
And the Latin what? Damn it, Tony. You leave and you ruin everything, and you come back and you ruin everything.
You have a screen 6 inches in front of you.
Yeah, but I have very good eyesight.
Okay, so Abyss lost this match,
yes,
too.
He did. And then Taylor Wilde beat Daphne.
That's a woman's thing, though. He's not in it.
With Abyss.
Okay.
Abyss and Taylor Wilde defeated. Oh, so he won. There's one.
Okay, so he's won two.
Abyss defeated Mick Foley.
Three.
Abyss defeated Rhino.
That's a house show. That's four.
Okay, that's a house show. Impact. AJ Styles defeated Abyss.
Okay.
Abyss defeated our stable mate on the Shining Wizards Network, Desmond Wolf.
All right, so that's five.
Jeff Hardy defeated Abyss.
A lot.
At a house show.
A lot.
Jeff, house show. Bound for Glory, Rob Six. Van Dam defeated Abyss. House show, Tommy Dreamer. House show, Abyss wins.
Okay, so it's safe to say.
It's a lot of losses. In a match that's named Abyss does beat Eric Young on an episode of Impact, but also loses at a one night only.
Are we talking about Abyss losing Monsters Balls matches?
Yes, we are.
Oh, can we talk about Undertaker losing casket matches?
No, we're talking about Abyss losing Monsters. That would be a totally different.
Can we talk about Raven losing Raven's Rules matches?
Can we talk about, if you know, I think you will know. And if you know, don't say it yet, because I want to give Matt a chance to guess.
I was going to look it up.
No, don't look it up. Don't look it up.
Okay.
Do you know the Impact character Black Rain and who it was?
Black Rain?
And if you do know, don't say it. Just let me know if you know.
I don't think I do, but I think I have an idea. I don't know if that person was ever on Impact.
Idea?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird.
Is it Monty Brown?
No.
I was thinking it was
yes, because he's black.
Black Rain? Wasn't it Dustin Rhodes?
Yes.
See? Really?
Yeah.
Black Rain.
That was his gold. That was his Black Rain. His Black Rain.
It was supposed
like
to be a takeoff of like Seven.
Or
right?
Seven slash. It was a Seven gold dust dish because his gear.
Seven
was
dust.
Ooh, that would have
They couldn't
been
go with that, so they had to pick Black Rain.
That would have been better.
That's fucking clever, dude.
He was Seven in WCW, right?
Seven up.
For one day. Not even. For
he
one
appearance.
He floated
down the aisle, and he said, this is bullshit, and he left.
And then he became Dustin Rhodes, which was awesome.
Yeah, and then he became Beaver Cleavage, and he beat his wife.
He didn't become Beaver Cleavage. That was Mosh.
The joke. It's the same shit. Didn't Beaver Cleavage also walk out and say, this is stupid?
Yeah, but he had more appearances. Then.
Thank you, Vince Russo.
Now, let me ask you this.
He lost his job with Podcast One, by the way.
Let me ask you this, guys.
Oh, yes. Hold on. Is that from the Ryan Satan thing?
Yes, which I have no idea what that is because I didn't bother watching it, but good, fuck them, whatever.
Long story short.
This is good. I want to know this.
Apparently, this Ryan Satan kid.
Is it Satin or Satan?
I think it's Satan.
It might be Satan.
No, it's
Satine.
Pro Wrestling Sheet.
I have Satine Sheets.
He's a fucking dirtbag. I'll say it.
Dirtbag.
All right.
He reached out to my old company for sponsorships.
Sure.
Yeah.
I reached out too. Nobody hooked me up.
That's true.
Gabe Sapolsky got all yours.
That's right. I was all out.
Yeah, because he needs fucking cashews.
got me a T-shirt, which I lost
in your face.
A boo. Fucking
I'm so mad.
Ryan Satin is on Twitter. He's just like one of those fucking know-it-all wrestling dickweeds.
Dickweeds.
We follow him, and I look at the goofy, shitty posts. Whatever. That's pretty much what Twitter is essentially.
Wow.
What?
You're digging in. What did he post to enlighten us?
So he's always got a fucking opinion. And first of all, I don't know how anyone does anything these days. Who spends this much fucking time on Twitter? How do you live a fucking normal life? Like to be constantly tweeting, like fucking 15, 20 tweets an hour. Holy moly.
Taylor
anyway.
Swift.
He's working, bro.
A lot of people don't like this kid. Because he's very opinionated. This Ryan Satin kid. So I guess Vince Russo took issue with him. And in a not so roundabout way, he had said something on his show or one of his videos online, and that kind of started a waterfall while people were going after Ryan Satin and his girlfriend.
So what happened? How'd the girlfriend get involved?
I don't really know because I.
Bro, they're tagging your girl, bro.
No, so people were like threatening her, like they were going to like go to her job and they were going to go. To like the shows that like this kid was like, I'm gonna be at the New Japan show, and people were like, are you bringing your girlfriend? We're gonna fuck her up. We're gonna go to her job. We're gonna.
That's kind of fucked up.
So he took like he was very upset by this, and rightfully so. It's a bit disturbing that people would like. I get it. You know, you're going online and you're gonna talk shit, but at some point,
Well, here's something
you
interesting.
Cross like a weird line where, like, for every like 10 people that say like they're going to do something to her, there's that one person that might actually fucking do it.
Well, it's funny you mention this because I know we talked a little bit about Tony Schiavone and how his show was supposed to be wrapping up, but now it's not. Somebody who didn't like the way he was on his show was calling like his jobs trying to get him fired.
Yes, I heard one of those episodes where they were like telling people like this to stop.
Yeah, that it's just a goof. We're just having fun to knock it off. We're all friends. What, dude, it's bad when people could try to fucking go to your real job and fuck up your shit. No offense, but people like that, they don't fucking deserve to live.
No,
they
don't. It's a product of the times we live in with
fucking social
media. But
how could you
want
to take away somebody's fucking livelihood,
because
dude?
They don't have fucking anything better to do.
It's just ridiculous.
They go and they fucking, who knows, they probably live in their fucking parents' basement, or they live off their parents, they eat fucking Cheetos and drink Mountain Dew all day, and just fucking troll people on the internet.
Look, Vince Russo's going to be fine. He fucking does his, he could do his own thing. He's done his own thing for years. I ain't worried about him. But fucking like Joe Schmo, like one of us doing a podcast in his house, starts taking shit. People start calling his fucking like legit jobs. That's fucked, dude. That is really fucked. If you're doing that, you're a piece of shit.
Absolutely. I would love somebody to do that to me.
No, dude. No, you don't. Come on, dude. You'd want somebody fucking calling your boss being like, yo, Matt says inappropriate things on a podcast.
And I got news for you. I say inappropriate things at work,
well,
too.
Well, I could imagine. I
and
know
I
you're
will
a fucking...
fucking find you and I will beat the piss.
Matt's not a people person, huh?
What do you got for us, Kevin?
Oh, shit.
Okay, so this Ryan Satin guy...
Oh, fuck.
Went... Vince Russo poked fun on this video of him and his girl. I guess with, like, doing, like, facial... Not
facials, nice.
Masks, I guess, like skin masks or whatever.
Oh my god, I saw that on the screen over here. I thought he just had a fucked up face. I was like, wow, that's fucked up. So, he's making fun of the guy.
So Russo makes fun of him, and then Satin goes to his followers and fans to go to Podcast One and bitch about Russo and get him off the fucking network or whatever it is. So I guess that happened.
Well, in fairness, if Russo is stirring up a shitstorm to get these people to fucking do this to this guy, then the guy had every right to fucking retaliate.
This is a tweet. I feel sorry from Ryan Satin. I feel sorry for those who are so uncomfortable with their own sexuality that they can't admit when someone of the same... Well, this doesn't make sense. Same sex is attractive, which brings me to my next point. Finn Balor has great abs. I don't know why that's there.
I thought I heard somebody saying Russo was making like gay remarks and shit like that.
That's possible.
I don't know. I didn't get too involved in it. I really, whatever.
If you just Google Vince Russo and Ryan Satin,
that's what I just did.
Which
bro.
Kevin just did. There's a whole video up where Russo tells the whole story. So
I'm sure it took him only 3 minutes to tell it.
Definitely throw that in your Google machine and you can check that out,
bro. I gotta be honest, bro.
Are you done? Because we were running. I was really running through Impact since you started by hating on the Golden
Impact
Lovers,
again?
And then
you were really burning through Impact, going through Abyss's entire career in Monster Ball matches. Because
I wanted to know, because it seems like he loses more Monster Ball matches. Because
he had a Monsters Ball match on Impact this past
to season. Congo Tits, right?
Yes,
there it is.
And just so
Congo
you know, Tony,
Tits.
Impact ratings, they're up again.
Oh, 325?
362.
Holy shit!
That's a big deal, man.
That is a big deal,
Don't be
actually.
A fucking jerk-off about it.
I could be a jerk-off all I want.
But don't. I think
it's
Impact is doing some great things.
All right.
And I've been in... We're going to be
in
contact.
Yeah, they fired EC3 finally.
Yeah, and even though he was
on... coming.
He was in...
You know, signing with Impact. I mean, with NXT and all.
Even though he was on NXT in January, people still tuned in to watch him get the shit can.
It's so...
Because he's an entertaining guy, that's why.
I don't think that's definitely true. I just don't think people... Like, once something happens, people don't have the retention of the memory of seeing him on that Impact show. And they still... When they watch... Or on the NXT show. And when they watch Impact, they still... think that it's like I don't think about it like when
are
I
you,
watch Impact I don't think that EC3 is already on NXT.
Are you
really?
Are you?
I don't
remember when they were referencing an old match of James Storm's saying that he went to NXT and he was back and he wasn't back yet. You don't remember all this shit?
No,
I remember James Storm appearing one time for NXT.
Yeah, but then he went. Didn't he just go back to NXT recently?
No.
No. Then who am I thinking of? It was somebody else.
Gunner's in NXT.
It was Gunner. That was it. And they were like, they all come back to Impact. And I was like, the fucking guy's in NXT, stupid.
Yeah.
But whatevs.
So they did the Feast or Fired, which is, I think, is a fun concept. It's always interesting to see what happens here and where it goes. Eli Drake, he's got the tag title shot, and he was very upset. He threw down his briefcase.
Dummy.
Yeah, I know.
Dummy. Yeah.
Then Petey Williams got the X Division Championship shot. Ooh, he was pumped up about that. Moose and EC3 opened their briefcases at the same time. Moose has a world title shot in the future. EC3, shit-canned. EC3 starts screaming that he's Dixie Carter's nephew. He attacks Jeremy Borash. And then Brian
was also no longer with the company.
Yes, and then Brian Cage came out and hit EC3 with the drill claw to end the show. So
bye-bye EC3.
Bye-bye EC3, bye-bye Jeremy Borash.
Oh, if only they would bring Dixie over to NXT.
What is with you and Dixie, man? Because
it would be so perfect, dude.
What would be perfect? Because
she could be the fucking heel that she always wanted to be.
But
you know what I'm saying?
But nope.
She'd get into the scuffle with some of the NXT ladies, you know?
He's not going to be Ethan Carter III. He's just going to be EC3. Like I doubt they'll ever mention Ethan Carter.
Yeah, but if they bring in Dixie Carter, why would they not want to continue?
Of course they'll do that.
Why would they bring in Dixie Carter?
Because she's a great fucking heel.
She's
dude.
Not.
Yeah, she is,
she's
dude.
She's not bad, Matt.
She's hot, too, dude.
Terrible.
She's fucking awesome.
First of all, all right.
Do you think when did you first have your? Because I thought she was hot too, but now we're getting up there. There's like
I'm getting up there too. You know,
that's a good point.
You know,
I'm
getting fucking old.
That's a very fair point.
Boo.
Yeah, all right. You're right. Have your fantasies.
You know, well, it's not even that, dude, but it's like, gross. It's kind of like, I'm kind of in that older person bracket now, you know?
You might be older than her.
I'm getting there. I'll never be as old as her, but.
She's like, I want to hit that older man, Tony. He's a dilf.
He's a dilf. A dilf, though.
Let's see. That is not.
That's not Dixie. Dixie that's Carter. Dixie Carter from Designing Women, you jackass.
The fuck up.
But she was the hot one too, right? Dixie Carter from Designing Women.
I always thought
how
Amy
old
Potts.
Are you?
How old am I? Yeah. 43.
How do you think Dixie Carter is?
54.
No,
she's 53.
Ah, oh, wow. Winner, chicken dinner.
She will be 54 in October. October 6th.
Wow.
Nope.
Yeah. If we interviewed her, dude, that would be my alrighty.
Wow. I've heard that one up in forever.
Alrighty.
Do we have that?
She is in the WSSU Hall of Fame.
WSU.
Are you serious?
Yeah, Women's of Superstars Uncensored.
When was she ever in WSU?
Class of 2012.
Did she appear there or something?
She went in with Georgiana Macropoulos.
All right, I'm going to bring this up. What year did Alicia go in?
Alicia went in 2016.
Yeah, that's
Mercedes Martinez went in last year.
She's awesome, dude.
Amy Lee, 2015.
Amy Lee's a tough bitch.
Is that the chick from Evanescence?
Yes.
Missy Hyatt Martell in 2009. This is terrible.
What is WSU?
We
suck unclipped dicks.
Is it really?
Yes. Exactly what it is.
It's an American, New Jersey-based women's professional wrestling promotion.
Those awful belts that JT Dunn and David Starr brought in.
Jack Sabbath started it, and then Sean McAfee had it, and then Drew Cordero.
Yeah, Drew Cordero had it for a while.
DJ Hyde has it.
Yeah, it's part of, it was going to be part of CZW.
It's still a thing.
Oh, yeah. Still
Mercedes
around.
Mercedes Martinez is the world champion. She's had the belt for 409 days.
When was the last time they ran a show? 408 days ago?
Maybe.
And who's the spirit champion?
Kira Hogan.
You don't even ask me how I know there's a spirit champion?
No, because I expect this out of you because you are a creepy human being. I'm sure you're very excited for the Battle Club Pro show taking place in May, where it's May the Queen Reign.
All ladies.
It's all women, so.
Yes, I am.
And that's right around the corner, so you can go do creepy stuff over there.
I went to a couple of women's shows years ago. I went out to WXW for like the women's like Super 8.
Remember when PWS did the bombshells?
Yeah,
shows?
We took a didn't fucking
turn
bath.
Didn't they turn into like a volleyball league or something?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And all the chicks from summer school were in it, and the dude from fucking Step by Step. It's going to be huge. It's going to be awesome.
Dude, Cody's
assholes.
The man, by the
yeah,
way.
What was wrong with the guy from Step by Step?
Assholes.
What's his name? Sasha Mitchell.
Sasha Baron Cohen.
Bunch of
no, Sasha Mitchell.
Fucking
Borat was that.
dumb fucking idiots who started a podcast and were like, yeah, this is great. You're doing great stuff. This is amazing.
Wait.
A lot of it was bad.
A lot of it was fucking awful.
Yeah, but
awful. No, if I may.
Awful.
Who were the women that wrestled on that first PWS show that we went to? The Super Show? Or the Not So Super Show? It was the one that Eddie called Coraline.
Jesus.
I didn't even think she had trained. And it was some woman's wrestler that Pat Buck was dating at the time.
Brittany Savage?
Yes, it was Brittany Savage and the one that looked like Coraline, Spyra Andover.
Oh my God, how do you remember that?
And Shelly Martinez was the special referee, and she had her butt cheeks out the whole match. Oh, he's looking it up. See this? Ring the bell.
No. There it is.
Oh, is that what you wanted?
Yeah. Well, let's go ahead.
Sorry. I was on a roll, dude. I was dropping some knowledge.
What was it, 2012?
2000, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, probably yeah. 12.
What was it?
Matt looked it up. Was that February that year?
No, it was September, Rahway Rec Center.
Maybe it was September 2011?
Rebby Sky defeats Brittany Savage and Spyra Andover.
That was it.
With the special guest referee, Shelly Martinez. On paper, that ain't bad. This is a good match, right?
No, well...
No, it is. I mean, it's fucking long. Don't get me wrong, right?
Well, that show was
and then
long.
It just got goofy because Homeboy put his fucking hands all over it. And
Homeboy.
And he was just doing... Remember, what was the fucking Halloween haunted house bullshit?
Did that never happen?
And it never happened?
The two young guys that had a match, I forget where they... I think they were from Chicago. High voltage or high energy...
It was one of the prelim matches.
It wasn't Rage. It wasn't Chaos. It wasn't Coco Beware. It wasn't Owen Hart.
No, it was these two little guys. They were a tag team, but they were wrestling each other. And they were like these super high flyers. They were doing all the backflips and crazy shit. They put on a good match that show.
It was Ace Starling and
Devin Storm.
Devin Storm.
Yes.
Our friend True Prince of Pro, in reference to the Russo Satin thing, that tweet that you read.
God bless this motherfucker.
Prince about his abs is referring to Russo said something to the effect of, if you like Finn Balor matches, then you're a homosexual.
Ah.
I got to be honest, bro. He looks like a twink that I used to find when I was walking around the streets of Manhattan, bro. Bro, you see abs like that, bro? That means he's looking for a penis, bro.
Is that what it means?
Yeah, well, bro, I got to be honest. That's my fucking Tony Russo.
How many fucking women's championships does Mercedes Martinez have right now?
Dude, Mercedes Martinez has been around for a long time.
She's a WXW women's champion, too.
Yeah, she's a tough
bitch,
dude.
Don't ask me why I looked this up.
She is awesome.
What does she look like?
It's a rabbit hole. Matt went down the rabbit hole.
That's a terrible picture.
Like I said, she's been around for a long... She's got to be pushing 40. I mean, I don't want to blow up her spot, but...
She's a sexy looking lady. She's 37.
Absolutely. Huh?
37.
In a row?
Right. Yeah, she's 37. I would like to talk to her. Where are you going?
I'm pulling something from the archives.
Oh, is it...
It better be a Twisted Tea.
Is it a Kayla Sparks fucking...
8x10?
Close, but you're way off.
Were you excited that she was in the Mae Young Classic?
Kayla Sparks was in the Mae Young
Classic? You were up and you really didn't get me a drink?
No, I didn't. I'm doing research, Kev.
Our friend Scotch drinks more.
There you go.
His favorite team is the Manhattan Twinks.
Jesus,
they a real team?
Okay, we have to do a whatchamacallit, what I learned this week. I could give you guys information on something. Okay, so what I pulled off the shelf was the WXW 2006 Elite Eight Women's Tournament. And who's that on the cover?
Can I see Martinez?
You got it. You're a dildo and a half, you fucking...
That scared the shit out of me.
You're a fucking Finn Balor fan.
All right, so we got Casey Carlisle.
Fucking quiz!
Casey Carlisle's doing pretty well for herself still,
is she?
Right?
She was just on the Sean Donovan show. On a two-parter, actually,
it's
not too long ago.
Big time.
Oh, he still does a show?
Well, no, not in the past month.
Dipsy!
You might as well throw Dave in that, too, so the fucking double D's ain't doing nothing. For the Shining Wizards.
Who else
Network
is on? What was this? The 8-carat. Right,
so
cup?
This is Faith. I don't know who Faith is.
Faith
versus Lexi Lane. Haley Hatred versus.
Haley Hatred went off to Japan shortly after this, and she's been fucking wrestling in all those Joshi leagues that Mega Powers is involved in.
That's not. Oh, is that the ones that he went out to? Like,
yeah.
All those shows that he saw?
And as a matter of fact, you'll know Haley Hatred. Do you remember who's the woman that Ian Rotten was training that broke her leg? before she was supposed to debut in Impact.
Know.
You know who it is. It was one of those goofball names that you liked so much.
Rebel.
No, it was a fucking, it was the Ian Rotten girl. She broke her femur. Remember she took a dive to the outside and you heard the snap?
Marty.
Yes, Marty Scroll.
No, Marty, Marty Bell.
Marty Schottenheimer.
Was it Marty Bell?
No.
I'm just throwing names out there. Marty Bell, Mia Yim.
No, 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 no. No, big girl, big girl. Back it up.
Faye Jackson.
No.
Awesome Kong.
Mickey Knuckles?
Yes.
Oh.
Moose Knuckles.
Moose Knuckles.
That's it.
Wasn't that one of the guys that we vended? Yes. Or you guys vended?
We vended Mickey Knuckles and Shelly Martinez.
Wait. You guys vended Mickey Knuckles. I had nothing to do with Mickey Knuckles.
That was before my time, too.
How the fuck did you get Mickey Knuckles? Anyway, she was having a match with Haley Hatred, and Haley Hatred almost fucked her up, and Ian Rotten like almost beat the shit out of Haley Hatred.
Really?
Because Mickey Knuckles was his girl, dude.
Tony, why do you have this?
Because I bought it. I was at the show, dude.
Did you get like a
you can hear Dennis and I yelling shit at all the girls.
Of course.
Can I borrow this?
Yes, you can. He wants to borrow it. Let him borrow it. Yeah, absolutely.
This could be fun.
Why am I saying this to myself?
This should be Shining Wizards Theater.
Let me take a look at it real quick. Yeah, there was
a catch.
Actually, Alicia was on this, and Cindy Rogers, dude. That's a name I haven't heard in forever. She was
a name I've never heard ever.
She was tough too, dude, man. Cindy. She was WXW champion.
How do you spell, is there a D in her name?
Nope.
Or
R-O-G-E-R-S.
All right, Cindy Rogers.
Yeah, she was tough too, man. Oh, and Jana was from Hackensack, and every time I would see her wrestle, they'd yell out from Hackensack, New Jersey. I'd stand up like a douchebag and just yell, Hackensack! And she'd recognize me at every show, and she would like point at me.
She retired in 2011.
Cindy Rogers? Well, this is 2006, too, dude.
I'm just saying. In her personal life, she works at a bank.
Good for her.
When she is not wrestling. She also plays drums and sings in her spare time. She's a huge fan of Elvis Presley and makes an annual pilgrimage to Memphis, Tennessee every year.
I'm the king. I'm Cindy Rogers. I'm the queen. I'm the queen of Memphis, Tennessee. I'm the queen. I'm a 2006 elite champion.
You idiots.
Well, I'm the queen. Oh, yay.
I don't remember who Cha-Cha was. There's a woman named Cha-Cha.
Cha-Cha?
Did you notice Afa's in the middle of the picture here? Afa?
That's her. Tony, look. That's her. School. On the front. Look, turn
can
around.
I see
Tony.
I'm not going
to Oh, Cindy Rogers. I see her. Yeah. She was tough, man.
Yeah, actually, she's a good-looking dame if this is her.
Yeah, she's
if this is her now?
That is not that's a good-looking dame right there.
Oh, for an older chick, not bad.
What? What's wrong with you?
Don't worry, Matt. Another 10 years, you'll be liking that kind of.
Allison Danger.
Is that a Nitro girl?
Yes. No. What?
I don't know.
No, Allison Danger wrestles still, doesn't she?
Isn't that Steve Corino's sister?
Ooh. I have no idea.
All right, I'm gonna go.
I'll back off on that then. If that's true.
I like this. It's like research night. If you got anything you want us to look up,
please do. Or just
tweet
ask Prince of Pro.
Tweet Allison Prince Danger. Da, 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 da.
So you want to borrow this? I'll leave it here.
She's Corino's younger sister.
Let's do a. Who? Fucking Cecil?
Allison Danger is Carino's,
Cecil Rogers?
Is Carino's sister.
Cindy Rogers, not Cecil Rogers.
No. Now that just sounds like a fucking Looney Tunes character. Cecil Rogers.
I'll get you, you rabbit.
Oh, and Sue Young debuted on Impact, too.
Yeah.
While we're talking about the women.
Did Hanaya quit because she didn't want a job tour? Did we get to that point yet?
She's off TV, so I don't know how they got rid of her, but she's not on the TV box anymore. I could always set up another interview with her again where you could ask how everything with Mike Quackenbush is going.
Listen, when you start booking these like people that I didn't have a chance to do research on, you're going to get some fucking questions that
I
don't know about.
I thought it was good. I think I just didn't know the backstory of that.
Oh, I didn't know it either. She trained with Quack. I wanted to know what it was like to train with Quack.
Can
I mean,
you Quack?
Can you Quack? Fuck, I'm not ready, Ken.
Oh, she quacked, all right. She's hot, dude.
She is hot.
She is a fucking smoke show.
All righty.
That's pretty good.
Look at her. Tony.
What? Oh, yeah, well, nothing wrong with that. Wait, hot. Go back to that.
This
oh,
one?
Oh, God, here we go.
Kofi tits, maybe?
They're fake.
I know, that's why.
Where's the one with Danny Moff in the background wearing a Shining Wizards t-shirt?
All right, let's find it.
Oh, is that up on our website at shiningwizards.com?
It might be.
Wait, what is that one? There's one where she's like bent over. Second
one where
row?
She's in the ring?
What is that?
She's probably...
Click that shit. What are you doing?
She's probably...
That's not a great picture. Listen, come on.
Come on, dude. You see the meat taco.
No, you're gonna go.
Are we gonna become these guys?
Yes, these guys.
I guess tonight we're gonna be these guys.
Bro, we looked at his abs too much, bro.
The fucking thirst.
Yeah, we gotta. Oh, look.
Oh, Ben Scott. Wait, is that the picture from shinywizards.com? No, wait. The third one is.
Wait, which one? Which one?
Fuck. Go back to Veda and go to the third picture after you click on her. That might be a Shining Wizards picture.
No, none of these.
They're all fucking
from the same bio.
Bah.
All right, well, maybe we're not going to find that day.
No, I'm going to find. I'm not stopping.
Can't stop, won't stop.
That's right.
Oh, you can't see that. It's so tiny.
That's her. Hanaya, the huntress. Hanaya,
no,
the huntress.
Shout out.
Hit him with the hyena.
No matter what. All right, let's get back into the swing.
Can we get back to what we're doing?
Yeah. Oh, we're still covering Impact.
We're done with Impact.
Yay!
Done with Impact.
We're done with Impact. Ratings are up.
I need cheering music.
Ratings are up. They are full speed ahead going into the April 22nd pay-per-view Redemption.
And Fala's been on Impact a lot lately.
And Fala's over like Rover.
He is.
The whole crowd does the bah.
Yes, bah, it's big.
Bah.
Which Akira Tozawa stole and gets no reaction, but Fala Bah does and gets huge reactions.
You think Fala's the first person to ever hit their head and go bah in the history of professional wrestling?
I'm going to say yes.
Okay. Kevin's got those. He's got those blinders on.
Yeah, well.
I'm not gonna say there's other stuff similar, but I guarantee you, I could say with kind of certainty that that's.
He stole it from Kamala.
Because
Kamala used to smack his belly. All
right, so you want to? Can we get back to this Golden Lovers thing? Do you really want to go there?
Yeah, you told us watch it so we could talk about it. So yeah, let's go there.
Well, New Japan ran the super strong of. Strong style evolves.
Wait, we need music. Can we get the WWF generic Asian music?
The what?
Ding ding dong ding.
I put in Hanaya the Howling Huntress / Danny Moth.
Oh, there's the Shining Wizards t-shirt.
And there a lot of Shining Wizards shirts.
Ooh, Ashley America made it up there.
There's that. Ooh. Look at this. Oni Lorcan in the Shining Wizard shirt. Mike Bennett in the Shining Wizard shirt.
There you go. Danny Moth. Danny Moth.
Chris Dickinson.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know where the Shining Wizards
are. Now we're just flattering ourselves.
No, they just come up in this search.
If you want to appear on a website with a Shining Wizard shirt, head on over to prowrestlingtees.com/ShiningWizards.
Mm. There we go.
We have 17,000 variations of a kick logo for you.
That's right. Big time.
Yes, and if you buy a shirt, we will call you at some point in time.
Did you put that in there?
Fuck no.
All right, then.
Do we still have to make phone calls, by the way?
No.
We don't. You do.
No, have calls been made?
No, calls have not been made because you did not put a place to put people's phone numbers.
We can get their phone numbers on social media.
All right, because
hey, if you bought a shirt from us, please send us your phone number on social media to the Facebook page would be easiest.
Yeah, that's
you funny. Know what? Send us a tweet with your phone numbers. Don't even send it as a private message.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tweet
they're
that.
Gonna, they're going to fall for that.
Tweet that shit right to us. Jesus I bet you one of them does.
All right, here, racist. I put the music on for you so we could talk about New Japan Pro Wrestling.
You don't find it odd that like this huge match and it was only one Asian guy in the whole thing?
Have you not watched New Japan?
No, I don't. There's a lot of white people there. Why are you getting so mad, bro?
Holy... We do a wrestling podcast.
Yeah, and?
And you don't even watch wrestling.
I watch wrestling all the time.
That's true.
I knew about the WXW.
That's right.
I knew they had a spirit champion. Did you know WSU had a spirit champion? No.
Don't know. Don't care. Because I'm not a creep.
Well, if you know about wrestling, you would know these things.
That's right. It wasn't the biggest show that happened in the last week. You know that, right?
It's up there,
so
though.
Talk to
us. It's up there.
All right, so New Japan ran Strong Style Evolved Sunday night live on Access TV. Mm-hmm. Okay, you guys watched the match. Did you watch it with the shitty English commentary?
I watched both versions.
Ooh. See, look at this. This guy watches wrestling.
Yeah, well, I told him and you to watch it yesterday morning.
That's right. That was the most serious I've ever like read you via text. Watch this fucking match.
Bro, watch the match, bro.
The match was amazing.
It was great. I'm not...
Do you understand the backstory?
Why was Matt's back hurt?
Because
Matt's had a bad back since January.
Okay, why? Was it a match that they had at Wrestle Kingdom?
Yes.
Okay, so what happened in that match?
He hurt his back.
That was one of those four-way matches. with Roppongi Bongis? And
no, that was a one-on-one match with Roppongi 3K.
Okay, well, I was right about the Roppongis, but usually when the junior championship's involved, there's been like, it's been consistent now where they've had four teams vying for the championship.
Well, they did not have four teams vie for the championship at WrestleMania.
And Roppongi Bongi won the belts, right?
Yes, and then they lost them.
It's almost as good as Otunga Bunga.
And they lost them to Marty Scurll and Will Ospreay?
No, they lost them to El Desperado and Kanemura.
Now you're reaching, Tony.
I don't know. Who's Desperado?
Quit while you're ahead. You struck gold with Roppongi Bongi. Is that all right? You struck gold.
Is that Terry Funk's kid?
No, I'm going to fucking get up and punch you so hard.
Because you don't like nothing with Terry Funk.
I don't.
Desperado. What? Do they come out to Desperado?
What did I ever
Please tell me, they come out to Desperado.
No. Who?
The Desperados.
No. He does not come out to Desperado.
Why not? That's money, bro.
That's not money.
Of course it is.
No, it's not.
He can walk down the aisle saying, your mother's a whore.
I love how all of Terry Funk's accomplishments throughout his whole career, please, and you can only give me your mother's a whore. What? Does he want anything? Do you want anything?
I'm good.
No, he's straight edge now. Him and CM Punk are best friends.
Yeah, we're both fighting at UFC 245.
He loves his fucking abs, too.
Jesus. I use the ab roller.
Oh, fucking stick an ab roller up your ass. Jesus Christ.
If it could fit.
Can I talk about Strong Style Evolved?
You could talk about whatever you want. It's a wrestling podcast.
Now look at this. That's my girl, Naya. She's got a new...
Stop.
What? She's got a new fleece.
A new face. Yeah, because the old one had too many miles on it.
No, oof. I said fleece, dicko.
Oh, I thought you said new face.
Naya's got her new Be Fearless cutout pullover.
Gives a shit.
It comes in plus sizes.
Gives a shit.
Up to triple XL.
Somebody made fun of Tongans the other day. They call them like low rent Samoans. Like if you
what
can't book.
Who are you hanging out with?
No, it was like a Scott Keith thing because they were talking about the Samoans.
The fucking rent.
And they were like, well, if you can't get Samoans, you can always get their cut rate cousins, the Tongans.
Jesus Christ.
What's the difference between Samoans, Polynesians, and Tongans?
Polynesians cover the whole thing, doesn't it?
Do I need to cue up a laugh track?
About 20 pounds.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God. Yeah, we need one of those fucking gimmicks.
Kevin's opening at Tierney's this weekend for KP Burke and Brian O'Halloran.
That was last week.
Oh. Kevin opened last week for Brian O'Halloran.
But I am opening for Don Jameson.
There you go.
April 18th.
Of course he is, and Jack Daniels is opening.
Maybe you could ask
him
why Dave Mustaine looks like fucking the lead singer from Nickelback, and he can punch you in your face.
Me and Don Jameson are good friends. He would never.
Yeah, until you mentioned that fucking Dave Mustaine, one of the greatest heavy metalists of all time, looks like the dude from Nickelback.
Maybe you could come to the show, and you could bring it up.
When is it?
April 18th.
Wait, what's wrong with Dave Mustaine?
Oh, I'm glad you listened to the podcast, too.
Listen. I don't like the growlers anyway. Sorry, metal people.
Dave Mustaine isn't a growler.
I know. That's why I like Dave Mustaine.
All I said is in the picture that popped up, he looked like fucking...
Nickelback
guy.
Was he holding
Chad
a photograph? Kruger.
Freddy Krueger. Chad something, whatever his name is.
Did his photograph have
Chad
a picture
Kruger
of...
Chad Kruger is his name.
Was it a photograph of Lars? His little Danish friend?
All right.
No, why don't you pull it up? Just put it in Megadeth.
Pull it out, Kevin.
Kevin, focus, Kevin.
Devils aren't playing tonight, are they?
Yeah, they are playing, but I'm not watching it, though.
Good night, everyone. Roseanne's on in 15
fucking
minutes.
Scott, drink more.
Might as well have another Shining Wizards watching
ABC. Fan interaction, you dick. A fucking fan mentioned me. He did call me a racist, though, which is weird, which is why he caught my eye.
Dummy, yeah.
Kevin Garacist at it again. Why am I a racist?
Maybe he's confusing you with Tony.
Oh, wait, you want to talk about Mark Henry and Hulk Hogan? All right, get back to Roppongi Bongi.
Hold on. Roppongi Bongi.
Roppongi Bongi. Come on, 3.0. Let's go.
The Devils are losing 2-1 in the first.
Boo.
Dave Mustaine.
Just put in.
Did you mean Dave Mustaine?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Here we go. This ought to be good. It was from the Crush 'em single. If you just put Crush 'em.
Well, that was bad.
What we were talking about.
I know.
All right, right here.
Crush him.
Oh, man.
You can't make it any bigger, huh?
Nah.
Open the picture, Kevin.
You know Tony can't see that.
Tony can't see shit.
He's fucking blind as a bat.
Too bad I don't have...
He looks like Nickelback there.
Was everyone really excited for a reboot of another show that was good in when you were growing up and now is just shitty?
What, Roseanne? Tosh.0?
Yeah.
What, Tosh.0's back?
Yeah.
I didn't even realize it was canceled.
God damn it, Tony.
Because I still don't... I don't get the whole Fuller House thing either. I think that show's dog
shit. Fuller House. The first season wasn't bad, but it fucking drove off a cliff, dude.
Ugh, you're so fucking gay.
Dude, I have a wife and a kid that like watching that shit. What do you want from me?
What do I want? $50.
Actually, I convinced my kid I'm a writer for Fuller House. Because I predicted every single episode as we're watching it. And he's like, how do you know? I'm like, I didn't want to tell you, but I work late hours because I'm doing the writing on the show.
You are such a dick.
I convinced my wife. Do you ever hear Another One Rides the Bus by Bermuda Schwartz and Weird Al Yankovic?
Yes.
I had my wife convinced that was my Uncle John and my father.
Is that
because my Uncle John used to play the accordion when he was a kid.
Is that to the tune of Another One Bites the Dust?
Yes, of course.
All right. Oh,
for 6 years, she thought it was my Uncle John.
Jesus
Christ. She had no idea it was Weird Al.
You're fucking atrocious. You are an atrocious.
So my
human
kid thinks I'm a writer for Fuller House.
Good. You're ruining your child's life.
No, I'm not.
Tony, you
this
can't
is
see
why
that?
I could...
Ah, what?
What did you do? Look,
Kevin just broke it.
I gave you computer AIDS, most likely.
Well, the computer only runs Windows 7, so take it easy.
Look at that, right here. That guy doesn't look like Nickelback.
No, Kevin, you're absolutely wrong on that one.
You guys are the worst.
Survey said.
Look at this photograph.
Looks like him. He doesn't look as metal as Megadeth would look.
You idiot.
In this picture, he looks boss in other ones. What is this?
Yes.
Is this Roddy Piper's theme?
My wife convinced it was my dad playing on the case too, banging on the case.
Riding in a bus on the boulevard, the place was pretty packed. Couldn't find a seat, so I had to stand where the perverts in the back.
I said, "My Uncle John's pretty good, right?"
There was junk all over the floor.
Jesus Christ!
6 years, bro.
Another one rides the bus. Another one rides the bus.
We'll be right back.
No, we're not taking a break. It's bad enough that we're on like Hitler time down here.
Why? Because it's hot?
No, because we have like 2 hours and we have to be done.
Yeah, we do, all right? My kid's got two tests tomorrow.
He'll be fine.
Has showered in a year.
All right, can I?
Yeah, you can cut
over here.
Please
try and talk about New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Another one ride the bus.
You want me to let it play out?
No, you can stop it. Yeah, you can stop it.
Fade it.
No, just cut it, dude. Who gives a shit? He's a hippie, dude. He's a dirty hippie.
All right, that's not nice. Everyone loves the musical stylings of Weird Al Yankovic.
All right, I want to clarify something.
Oh, God.
When I mentioned what's the difference between Polynesian Samoans and Tongans, I didn't mean, like, the race. I wanted, like, where is it in the region? Like, where is, like, Polynesia?
They're all the South Pacific.
Where's Samoa? Where's...
Well, Polynesia is not a place, is it? Isn't that just the whole area?
Is that what their nationality is called?
The fuck are you talking about?
No, because fucking VSK, not the wrestler VSK, Scotch Drinkmore called me a racist.
Well, you are.
I'm not.
Come on, dude.
Correct.
All right.
Ding.
Come on. Once in a while, you don't like black people, right?
I love black people.
He's just trying to fuck a black chick.
Well, fucking black chicks.
Does it taste like chocolate sauce?
Shut up. See, now you're the worst.
Seamole. That's what Kevin likes to felch out of him.
I just wanted to know.
Seamole.
My question was in terms of the region. Like, is Tonga, like Haku is Tongan and Barbarian were Tongan. They're not Samoan.
You ever Tonga Tongan?
All right, not bad.
Tonga Tongan. Holy
shit.
So
where the fuck? I'm Googling it.
Google it.
Yeah, there you go. Google it.
Google it.
It's very, listen.
Type.
Okay.
Holy shit.
We're going to get, we're going to talk about Strong Style Evolved here. I'm going to try.
No, come on. Let's go.
All right. First live show on Access TV.
Yes.
For you out there that don't watch New Japan on New Japan World, all the English commentary is done by Kevin Kelly and Don Callis.
Well,
everything that airs on Axis, all those matches, they're not live, right? So everything up until this point that Jim Ross and Josh Barnett are calling, they can watch it as many times as they want and come up with their flow. It can be edited together.
Oh, except.
So this show Sunday night was their first live show.
They, yeah, okay, keep going.
It was bad.
I didn't think it was terrible.
You only watched one match.
But I just, from what I
heard... I watched
heard,
one match, and I thought it was bad.
I don't,
not bad. Awkward.
Yeah, they don't have chemistry. I don't think it was terrible. I think that those two don't work well together, if that makes sense.
I don't understand how Josh Barnett gets the gig.
He's the guy that looks like everybody's dad that was on Impact, right?
Yes.
He's the head of Top Team Titties or whatever?
Yes. Oh, mm-hmm. How long does it take us to get from Tonga to Samoa?
Is that what he Googled?
I don't know. How far apart are Tonga and Samoa?
I didn't Google that. That was the recommended one.
Just pull up Google Maps and look up Tonga.
It looks like 549 miles if you travel with an airplane with average speed of 560 miles.
What? I just wanted to know if they were the same thing or not.
Just go to Maps.
Yeah, look up Tonga on the Google Maps and you can zoom out.
And you can see where the map. There you go. Look at how far apart they are.
That's America, Samoa. That's Tonga. So they're in the same area. All right, so here are the Fiji Islands.
Yeah, it's the South Pacific.
All right, so there is no Polynesia. They're just Polynesians.
I think that takes them all into account. The Fijian, Fijians, and the Samoans.
Snuka was from Fiji.
He was a cliff diver.
He was built from Fiji.
Yes,
Haku and Barbarian are built from Tonga.
Tamayo
and all the Samoans, and you know the Anoa'i family are all
the who? No, the Anoa'i.
Not Anoa'i.
Families. What's that little island below? Yeah, that
Niue, Niue,
Niue. There's no Niueans.
Then Wallace and Futuna Law Firm.
Wallace
is that like Fern Lafon?
Wallace and Futuna
from Wallace. Futuna Joe.
Wait, is this Alaska?
Wait, it's called
Aka Ala'a.
Oh, we got. Oh, look at that. They have a French restaurant.
Drop the little Google man on there. See what it looks like.
Oh, what?
Yeah, drop the little Google man on Futua.
Where's the little Google man?
On the bottom right, little Google man.
Oh.
That's what he does.
Yeah.
What does he do? Click on him.
You got to drag him and drop him. Where do you want him?
Hotel. Where am I putting him? Hotel.
I don't know. Anything that lights up.
Whatever.
No, boo.
Boo. Hold on. Let's go back to this.
All right. So,
little Google man. We're taking you to fake Alaska in the South Pacific.
Kevin never worked Google Maps before.
I never have. I never heard of Little Google Man.
Oh, wow. Oh, we found a spot.
I dropped them right in. Oh, it's a beautiful looking
look at
place.
That. That's a great island.
That is beautiful.
Alaska's nice this time of year.
It's a great place to smash.
So if you guys want to spend time in the South Pacific.
Go to Alaska.
Go to Wallace and Gromit.
Oh, no, I didn't do that. I went to.
What is that, lava?
I went to fake Alaska.
Well, yeah, a lot of those islands are. Hold on. Volcano.
Take little Google man. Right
it's a pretty nice upholstery you got there. This is really what we're doing right now.
Yep. I love it. I love every second of it.
Just making sure.
All right. Fine. Let's go back.
Sure. He doesn't want to go to Wallace and Furtado.
Who does?
It's a discount furniture store.
There's no wrestling in Furtado's.
All right, we're watching Kevin trying to put the Google man on.
It's so fascinating.
Just click on it.
Just click the picture on the left.
Oh, there you go. He made it bigger.
Did you say bigger?
Yeah, I said bigger.
Oh, there's a hotel on Futua?
Oh, look at that.
Well, that's quite
that.
Fortuitous to have a hotel on Futua.
Looks like India.
Bargaduka-daka-duka-duka. Khalees from Futua.
Williamson Furniture.
All right, man, let's talk about Japan.
Let's get
Jeez
back to
Louise.
It.
Are we done?
No.
That may be the most fun I've had in this show in 6 years.
Wow.
Oh, that's good.
Jesus Christ.
That was fun. That wasn't fun.
Can we play another one, Rise the Bus again?
Yes. Please.
That was included, by the way.
No, come on. Move on. Come on. Japan. Roppongi Bunga.
So I hated the Jim Ross, Josh Barnett stuff. I hated their commentary. I thought it was the drizzling fucking shits.
You think I would have done a better job?
Yes.
All right, awesome.
I do.
I do.
At one point during the Jay White Hangman Page match, Jay White hits a German suplex on the apron on the outside, and Adam Page kind of does like backflips and he lands like on his tummy, and Jim Ross is just like disgusted by the move.
Why?
He doesn't, because he's like, that could ruin his career. I don't understand why these guys do these maneuvers.
Oh no. Was he playing Get Off My Lawn Jim Ross?
It was just bad, man.
He didn't
it was
do
just...
that in the tag match that we watched.
Kevin, can you go back up to that Capitol Wrestling? Mm-hmm. View from can you see our banner?
Let's find out.
View from Capitol Wrestling.
Welcome to the research portion of the Shining Wizards.
You shut your mouth.
It's talk about research.
No. Look, I know it's relevant. Is there a there's the video. Well, we can't watch the video, can we?
Sure we can.
All right. Nine matches on the card. I thought it was weird, and maybe it was just an Axis thing. They didn't mention the Ring of Honor show once, which a lot of these guys will be taking part in. I thought you said the sound was off.
I turned it off in case Kevin had a gem, but I guess not.
All right. I don't know if this is from the show that was this weekend. But
oh, my God. Come on, Japan. Jesus. Come on, focus. Laser.
Don't tell me to focus. We just talked about the goddamn Google map for 10 minutes.
Yeah, and it was riveting. Can we focus?
Was it riveting?
It's fucking great radio.
Oh, it's what are we talking about?
The greatest moment in the history of the Shining Wizards.
Okay.
Kevin.
Will Ospreay took Rey Mysterio's place for his the big match against Jushin Thunder Liger.
Why didn't Mysterio wrestle?
Because he tore his bicep.
Oh, that's right. He's hurt.
But Mysterio came out and said when he's healthy, he wants to wrestle New Japan Pro Wrestling. It's on his bucket list.
I had 9 surgeries in my right knee.
And then he sat front row for the match. After the match, Ospreay cut a sick promo where he essentially said, this is his time. He's the new face of Junior Heavyweight Championship Wrestling. And he wants Mysterio whenever he is healthy enough. As he's talking, Marty Scurll comes out. He hits him with his umbrella. He hits Will Ospreay. Liger's already out. Rey Mysterio slides in the ring. He tries to attack him. Marty Scurll rips his mask off. Rey's got the hoodie on, so he instantly falls to the ground, and a young boy jumps on top of him. And it's a pretty cool visual of Marty holding the belt and the mask, or was it the mask and the umbrella? I don't know. It was a cool visual. So that's very interesting. And then eventually...
Such a cool visual, Kev, that he forgot what it was.
Happens to the best of us.
Sorry.
I'm going to fucking...
No, you're not, because you fucked up and admit it and just move on.
Yeah.
I don't remember, don't but it was it. Awesome.
So that was pretty cool. Jay White defeated Hangman Page in an awesome match. It was definitely Jay White's best match in New Japan Pro Wrestling. And like I said before, Adam Page is superstar written all over him. You got a taste of the Zack Sabre Jr. Okada. They teased that a little bit. They're having their big match this Sunday at Genesis.
That's for the world title.
Yes, the IWGP Heavyweight Championship. And if Okada retains, that'll be the most successful title defenses since Tanahashi.
Nice. And the most successful against Gaijin, I thought I read somewhere. They had some strange stat that this will be like the 7th Gaijin that he's defeated, retaining his
really?
Title. Yeah.
I know it's the first British-born wrestler since Steven Regal to challenge for the IWGP Heavyweight Championship. And that was 94, 95. We talked about it last week.
Now, these guys that come in, like Ospreay and Zack Sabre, they're contracted to New Japan?
I would imagine so. I mean,
like, it doesn't work like differently there, like where these guys could float in when they want and whatnot.
No, I think New Japan is their home.
So like the Young Bucks have a contract with New Japan.
Absolutely.
But do they also have a contract with Ring of Honor, or they work in Ring of Honor on deals?
I know Ring of Here's the weird thing, cuz we talked about it after at the anniversary show. Ring of Honor has a working contract with New Japan Pro Wrestling and CMLL.
Okay.
So I think the Bucks are under Ring of Honor contract. I could be 100% wrong, though.
But that contract offers them the right to work for CMLL
and New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Okay.
And Aries showed up at that Ring of Honor show.
Okay.
With the belt.
With all the belts, right?
With all the belts. So is it crazy to think that Impact could possibly eventually work with New Japan Pro Wrestling, Ring of Honor, or CMLL?
Did you see that they did have... And I could just totally be re-saying what you just said. That Impact, D'Amore and I believe...
Don Callis.
Diamante?
No, Scott D'Amore and Don Callis were at the show.
Oh, were they really?
Yeah.
I didn't see that. That's
awesome.
There
was a picture of them that made it to Twitter or something.
So the main event, everyone waited for the Golden Lovers against the Young Bucks. Unbelievable storytelling. I said it before, and I'll say it again. The Young Bucks are the best tag team in the world.
So is Matt legit hurt, or he's better now?
I think his back is banged up, but I don't think it's as bad as they're playing it off to be.
There's no way you do that match if you're hurt.
Well,
like, no, I mean, you do the match, but you don't do what he did in that match if you're still, like, seriously hurt. You could have a nagging one, but... Did you see what he did? That match was awesome.
I do like the fact that he wore the weightlifting belt for support. And then eventually he got frustrated at the end that he took it off and he started whipping Kenny Omega with it.
Just from go, the whole, you know.
But why did we get to this point? Was it just because Kenny Omega was saying, like, the Lovers were the greatest tag team ever? Or?
It goes back to Cody and Kenny stuff.
Ibushi. No, Cody Rhodes.
Cody Ibushi.
No, I thought he said I misheard him. I'm sorry.
To catch you, it goes back to Cody and Kenny, and the Bullet Club is the Elite fractioned, is falling apart, and it came to a head when Cody attacked Kenny. And the Bucks have tried to break it up several times, and in one instance, Kenny threw down Matt Jackson, who was trying to break it up. Clearly, he apologized. Then the Golden Lovers got back together. They won a match.
Wait. So where does what's-his-name fit into the Golden Lovers? Like, they just became friends again? Like,
yeah, Ibushi made the save when Cody was going to hit him with a chair.
Okay. Yeah. But just out of the blue. Like, they weren't, like, talking, teasing anything before that? No. Like, he just came and saved Kenny.
It was a complete surprise.
Wow, okay. All right, so I can see that being huge. Okay, go
They
ahead.
Got back. They had their first tag match in forever. They won afterwards.
Who did they beat?
I'd be lying if I could tell you.
Oh, it was just scrubs?
And then they cut the promo, and Kenny says they are the greatest tag team ever. And that is where the Young Bucks took umbrage with it. And that's when they said they're moving up to heavyweight, and that's what set this whole match up.
Okay. So this was the first match for the Young Bucks at heavyweight in New Japan?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Which is weird, because when you look at them in the ring, they're not all that much smaller than Kenny and what's his name?
Ibushi.
Yeah. They're really not. Like, thickness-wise, yeah, but size-wise, they're all about the same height, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't... And it'll be... And I don't know if this is them going up just for this match, or if that's the direction they're going to go, because the Killer Elite Squad had a match on this card, Davey Boy Smith and Lance Archer, and they completely fucking destroyed Yano and Chuck Taylor. I mean, they're big boys. Davey Boy Smith and Lance Archer are huge.
Yeah.
Yano over like a motherfucker, too. Craziness. If you don't know who Yano is, go hit your Google machine. Golden Lovers, they beat the Young Bucks probably about 40 minutes. The storytelling was unbelievable. Kenny didn't want to get in there and fight the Bucks at all. Ibushi pushes them.
From beginning to end, there were so many different aspects that they played in this match that were just so good.
Dude, from the opening, Ibushi starts kicking Matt in the back, and Kenny comes in to stop.
Yeah. Such great storytelling. Just the emotion.
Let me ask you a question real quick. Yeah. Does Ibushi speak English?
I don't know.
Remember.
Because he's the lone duck out there.
He was, yeah.
He was in the Cruiserweight Classic, so he may have did a promo there. I don't know.
I mean, Kenny is fluent in Japanese.
Well, he has to be. He's been there for how long?
And I'm sure the Bucks have picked up some Japanese, too.
I'm sure they all speak it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean.
And I'm sure he might speak. I mean, you could hear him yelling Kenny's name.
Well, of course. What's he going to call him? Hey, white boy?
Maybe he has like a nickname for him, like Golden Hair or
like
something.
Flag?
Hey, Golden Hair, you come over here, you jack me off.
Hey, Canada boy. Hey?
Your hair is silver and pithy.
Oh, but fuck, an unbelievable match with high spots galore, teasing. You know, at one point, Matt busted out a table and Nick stopped him from using it. And then it just kind of sat there. And then fast forward to later in the match where
Jim Ross calls it a chair.
Yeah, I heard that. He did say golden showers at some point.
Yeah, he did. And then fast forward later where Nick wants Matt to use the table and he won't jump off the top rope and do it, and he stalls. And then a little further, Matt finally takes the dive and he puts Kenny through the table.
So great.
Just I mean, come on. It's
oh, he fucking Ibushi was saving Omega, and he fucking had the German suplex off of Omega's shoulders when they were in the ropes.
Yes.
That was fucking cool. That was cool. Yeah. The double team shit the Young Bucks do. It's just like it doesn't look contrived. It doesn't look like they were setting shit up. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit just like generically happened. I was like, what? Like when he had Ibushi over the ropes. And then he fucking did like the 360 off the top, and then boom, and he took him down to the mat with it. What else? There was another one where he, like, one of them did the springboard, and then he fucking jumped off the other rope and did it. It was just fucking just all over the place. But like I said, it wasn't spot, 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 spot. Shit was timed out perfectly. You know?
No, absolutely. I mean, what a fucking story.
Would you put this up against the Okada Omega matches in terms of greatness?
Yes.
Really?
I would. I just think for the story alone and the emotion that it evoked, like, even
like,
did you like when Matt, I it kind of like, I don't know. I'm kind of like yes or no on Matt just popping up going, is that all you got? Like,
and basically asking Kenny Omega to finish him when like he puts Kenny Omega's hand over his head.
Yes, for the one wing.
No, that's fine. I'm talking about when they were beating him up and he just jumps off the canvas and he stands up and he's going nose to nose. And he's like, is that all you got, Kenny? Is that all you got?
Why didn't you? What?
It was just weird because you're supposed to be fucking hurt and your back's killing you and the guy's kicking you in the back and then all of a sudden you just jump up like you have this spurt.
There's that underlying thing in like wrestling where like, and wrestling and even sports is where like the adrenaline is so much in you that like there's your cop out. There's your excuse for that.
He did it twice though.
There it is. It's like,
but I think that shows like the emotion of the match, and it's the, had, you know, at that point, was Kenny giving it his all? Was he really just letting loose on Matt?
Yeah, and is that what Matt is asking for?
That, like,
parlays into the story.
Fucking hit me
about Kenny maybe taking it easy on his buddy.
So then, what does this win mean? Is the win tainted because Matt was hurt? Was the win tainted because Kenny and Kenny didn't want to go all out against these guys?
I don't think it is, because I think they did enough towards the end to.
Did the Bucks lose the match because they were frustrated? Well, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, that's okay then.
But there's just so many different things that kind of like were left,
like you can,
you know, open
in sports in general. You can, if you're frustrated, you're gonna make mistakes. That could happen.
Oh, and holy fuck, dude! The sharpshooter when Ibushi's making the ropes and fucking Nick just like leapfrogs and fucking face plants him into the X Factor. That was cool shit.
And I love how they called it the Scorpion Deathlock and not the sharpshooter. Thoughts on that?
Oh, you know what else? Wait, you know what else is cool?
All right.
He fucking pancakes him. I'm sorry, I'm on a
roll. No, I love it. I think it's great.
I'd like to see you enthused about
shit. He pancakes him, and then when he jumps over the top, Omega's standing there, he just fucking hooks him and DDTs him on the floor. Done.
Awesome. Right. I thought it was, look, it's up there. It's one of my favorite.
Yeah, there were very few spots where I was just like, but
I just the show, the story itself.
You put this over Jericho and
yes,
I know it. It's so tough. For me anyway, just because they're all so good. Like, it's, I have to watch all three of them again, like in a row, to take notes on everything.
I just think the story alone in this match was just. When Kenny was gonna dive out the ring, and he gets super kicked, and the fucking feathers from his pants are flying in the air.
I must have missed that.
Wait, was that early in the match?
Yes,
Kenny
that was real early in the match.
Who was it on the corner? Was it Nick?
I think it was Nick.
But it's like, you're hitting the ropes, dude. How do you not see Nick standing there?
He had already picked up the head of steam, man.
I know, but still, I'm like, the dude's got his back to you. You know somebody's standing on it. And stupid red shoes. Thank God he didn't get too involved in this one.
Is it just me, or is he wearing a lot more red nowadays?
Well, he's got a gimmick now.
Is he just as much a character now in that company?
Probably.
As a ref?
I don't think he's that good of a referee to begin with.
Uh-oh.
He's got a gimmick. Hulk Hogan didn't need to be a good wrestler.
He was like Slick Mark Jackson.
And then they even Johnson. Went further after the match with Omega holding Matt's head in his hand, and he was upset that he had to put his former Bullet Club mate down.
Yeah. Wait, former? So they're not together anymore?
Kenny's not in the Bullet Club. Kenny's out.
What? Then why are they fighting? Who cares?
Wait, what?
Why is Kenny out of the Bullet Club? Isn't he part of the Elite?
Not anymore, because Cody has turned on Kenny.
So they threw Kenny out?
It wasn't, nobody threw anybody
Kenny
out.
Kenny
made the
just
decision
left.
To leave.
Yeah.
Because of Cody.
Yes.
Why didn't he just tell Cody to go fuck himself?
Because Cody
has the clout.
Yeah. No, he doesn't.
Kiss the ring, baby.
Why? Because he dyes his hair like his old man?
He's the leader.
He is the leader.
Get lost.
No,
okay.
In the history of the Bullet Club, that's how it goes.
He kind of.
The original Bullet Club with Gallows and Anderson and Finn. When it was Finn's time to go, AJ took a spot. When it was AJ's time to go, Kenny took a spot.
But it wasn't Kenny's time to go, was it?
Kenny's on a different path now.
Oh, poor Kenny.
No,
and
not
Cody. And Cody just rose.
Then why does Kenny care so much about Nick and Matt?
Their history there is so insane.
Because you're not with him, Kevin, you're against
this them. This match isn't about the Bullet Club. This match was about Kenny saying they were the best tag team in wrestling. That's all it was about.
That's
then
it.
Why are they? Then why
they're still friends? And that was part of the story they told during the match. Kenny didn't want to beat up his friends.
Let me ask you this: anybody that left the NWO, are they still friends with the NWO?
This is much better than the NWO.
I don't think so.
Actually, this is kind of what, and I don't know if I mentioned this in our group text. I was thinking like this is how you should have split up the NWO. Like this should have been like if you were to do the Bullet Club with like Wolfpack and Black and White, like this is 10 times better than what they actually did. Then
Jeff
it's
Jarrett,
so much better.
Jeff Jarrett should have thrown Hogan out. Said, "I'm taking over."
Well, when Cody Rhodes first joined the Bullet Club,
yes,
he was never. And correct me if I'm wrong, because I probably am. He was never pegged to be the leader. It just happened, kind of.
Yes, it just happened. He was the American Nightmare, and it just then the stuff with the you know he
it's
was
a
the
natural
ROH
storyline. Because yeah. Cody's a big star, Kenny's a big star. It's only natural that the egos are gonna. It was the same thing with Nash and Hogan, but this was just better.
Yes, it's just done better. Yeah. And then after the match, Omega and Ibushi leave. Are you really doing this right now?
Can you fucking talk?
Are
I'm
you
listening?
You're punching
you.
Out of the fucking show?
No, I'm listening to what you're saying. Just move along.
After the match, Cody and Ibushi leave. Cody comes up and he starts pushing the Young Bucks around, telling them they had one fucking job to do.
Yeah, what the fuck's his problem?
Because he wants them to finish Kenny. Why is it so hard for you to understand the storyline here, man?
But if Kenny left, who cares? Like,
because he's still their enemy. He's
Cody
still,
still has a match with Kenny at Ring of Honor Super Card of Honor.
So then how can he be friends with the Young Bucks and like not be friends with Cody? Like,
who... Oh, holy shit.
You do realize, though,
Why do I have to explain professional wrestling to you?
But you do realize how fucked up that sounds,
right? It's not fucked up at all.
Kenny had this match with the Young Bucks based off the fact that he said they were the greatest tag team. The Young Bucks have that title. They look at themselves as the greatest tag team in the world.
Ah, but they lost to the Golden Warriors.
The Golden Lovers. Jerk off.
The Golden State Warriors.
So now... That their reputation as being the best tag team in the world was on the line. That's why they accepted the challenge of Kenny Omega and Ibushi. Has nothing to do with the Bullet Club.
So then why don't they tell Cody to go fuck himself and leave the Bullet Club?
Because
too?
They're still in the Bullet Club.
But they can leave.
The Young Bucks are the backbone of the Bullet Club.
But anybody could be replaced. Maybe it's time for them to move on. I mean, they moved up to the heavyweight division. Why are you getting so aggravated? I'm pontificating about the future here.
With the whole best tag team notwithstanding, even if the feud was based on a Bullet Club thing, it's possible that when you spend so much time with people, just because you hate one person doesn't mean you have to hate everyone.
Let me ask you this. Who's the tag team champions right now?
Where?
The Bar.
In Japan.
Oh.
The IWGP heavyweight tag team champions are Evil and Sonata, but Evil's out with a broken orbital bone.
Who's the junior tag team champion?
I told you. El Desperado and Canamira.
Oh, Kenny and Terry. So aren't they the best tag team in the world then? Because they're the champs.
Who?
Kenny and Desperado.
No. They're the super juniors. El Desperado and Canamira are the super junior heavyweight champions.
Wait, Wing Canamira?
We have like 50 minutes left, and there's so much more we need to cover, and you
keep
just
going.
Keep needling me, you motherfucker.
Keep
go back
going.
To Google Maps.
How's the devil's doing?
I haven't watched.
Kenny and Ibushi come down, and they run Cody off.
Yes.
Kenny apologizes to Nick. They shake hands. They hug. Matt will have none of it, and Matt leaves.
Yeah, why? So they don't like each other now either?
There's dissension now, Tony.
Oh, fuck me.
How long have you been watching professional wrestling?
This is like fucking watching General Hospital. This isn't even a wrestling show anymore.
I'm gonna...
Who's the doctor? Hello, Dr. Ibushi? You the river
so
baby?
Fucking racist.
I'm not... What? If he spoke English, that's how I would imagine it would sound. I don't
New
know.
New Japan's coming back to the Cow Palace in San Francisco July 7th.
Okay.
So there will be another big show. This Sunday, New Japan presents Sakura Genesis, with the main event being Okada taking on Zack Sabre Jr., plus Omega and Ibushi take on Cody and Hangman Page in a tag match.
Is Hangman Page worth it to be Cody's partner? Like, is he on that level?
Yes.
Okay.
I think Hangman Page is going to be a superstar.
Okay.
Are you looking for Desperado?
I'm looking for the current junior, not the super junior, the actual junior.
Yeah, it's just right there. List of IWGP. Up, scroll up a little. Under Reigns, down.
Reigns.
Right under Reigns.
It doesn't say Roman. That's why I couldn't find it.
There you go. Hit that shit. I told you it's Desperado and Canemira.
Desperado.
Not Wing Canemira. His name is Yoshinobu.
Yeah, Suzuki Gun.
Right? Yeah, yeah, Yoshinobu.
Yeah.
Suzuki Gun.
Yes.
Will Ospreay against Marty Scurll. That saga continues. Three-way dance for the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Championships as El Desperado and Kanemura defend against Roppongi 3K and Takahashi and Bushi. Naito, Evil, and Sonata take on Suzuki, Lance Archer, and Davey Boy Smith.
Is that for the six-mans?
No.
The never-weights?
No, the never-open-weight six-man championship is on the line as Bad Luck Fale, Tama Tongo, and Tongo Leo defend against Taguchi, Elgin, and Togi Makabe. The Bucks are in action against Chase Owens and Takahashi.
I heard Makabe's depressed a lot.
And Hiroshi Tanahashi, he returned too at this show and the show that happened Sunday. And Tanahashi, Juice Robinson, David Finley take on Hirooki Goto, Jay White, and Yoshihashi. David Finley also challenged Jay White after the match for the U.S.
You keep saying Jay White so fast. I'm hoping that you're saying JYD.
I'm not. I'm just trying to get through this because this was awful. Me trying to go over the Strong Style Evolved and have to explain.
No, it's fine. I listen. I have questions. You think the average listener is up on Japan? No, they need to know this stuff.
Some of them are.
No, I didn't say all of them. I said some of them.
Okay.
It's better that I'm here. And flushing this stuff out, I got a shit. So this way people have an understanding of how the stories are going and what's going on.
Okay, fair enough. I'll give you that.
Let's see.
Did you see Ronda Rousey today?
Did I see her? Didn't she fight with somebody on TV?
I'm gonna play this for you.
All right.
I didn't hear this
yet. I haven't heard this yet either.
Go back and start with
who's
when
that?
You knew
Mike Golick
from the MMA, when you were done there, when you knew in your mind, I'm not going to fight anymore.
I never said that.
Ah, so there is a possibility that you could go back in time?
There's a possibility that I could go back in time? That's your question to me?
Go back in time and fight. Go back in the octagon.
That's a dumb question.
I do not have the ability to go back in time, no.
He phrased, no, I got what he was saying.
Would you fight again?
I don't know.
Let's go back.
All right, so that was Golik and Wingo.
He meant go back, comma, in time. Like, free, like take that pause. Not back in time with the fucking Doc and the DeLorean.
No, of course not.
Well, she's an idiot for fucking thinking he meant that.
No, but he also didn't correct himself.
Like, well, I mean, how else could he say it?
Go, play
he
it again, tried Matt? It. Matt, can you play that again?
Yes.
Gotta get back.
And start with when you knew from the MMA... When you were done there, when you knew in your mind, I'm not going to fight anymore.
I never said that.
Ah, so there is a possibility that you could go back in time?
See?
There's a possibility that I could go back in time?
See?
No.
Go back in time.
She misunderstood him.
Go back in the octagon.
I do not have the ability to go back
See?
In time.
Now she's just being a bitch there.
No, at that Did point, yes. Again? But he didn't do a good enough job. As the, like,
let's go back and start.
Oh, come on, we're gonna hear this again and again. Are you serious?
From the MMA,
he basically assumed she was done when she never said she was.
Yeah, but then he fair enough said, ah, okay, so you're planning on going back in time.
So there is a possibility that
all after that, you dickhead.
Go back in time.
I do not have the ability to go back in time, no.
Doc! We gotta take Ronda Rousey back in time, Doc!
Marty, why are you shaking like a leaf?
Doc, it's important! Ronda's gotta go back and train better for Holly Holm!
Marty, you know what happens if you change the timeline, Marty! Did you see it's in the almanac that she gets her face kicked in?
Oh, Doc, we gotta fix it! Otherwise, we're going to be stuck with a shitty WrestleMania. Scott.
Play the interview again over this. Play it again over it.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but I'm wasting time.
I just closed it. I got to find it again.
No, don't worry about it. Come on.
That's all good. It was fun.
Holy shit.
That was
good. Doc! it's in the almanac, Marty.
What I heard was that it was way more egregious than what I just heard right there.
No, that wasn't bad. The first question without her being prepared for it was kind of off, but then he corrected himself, but he did it in an awkward, like, I would not have used
back in time.
I would not have used that phrase, but he used it correctly.
But he also assumed that she was done when she said, "You're done." And then,
well,
she said, "I never said that." And then he's like, "So there's possibility you can go back in time."
I understand, though, that when you take the drubbings that she did in her last two matches, and all of a sudden she signs with WWE after months of like making a decision. Come on, dude, that's a fair assumption. And he was wrong. He was happy to be wrong. He goes, "Oh, are you getting one?" He goes, "You planning on getting back in time?" Fucking she's a, you know what though,
it was as he's better than that.
Well, she's better than this too. Well, maybe she's not. Have you seen her in the ring? Yikes.
I told Kevin on the way down, I've totally changed my tune on her.
She's, yeah, this was ugh.
Let me throw this out there.
Okay,
we discuss this every week about how long she's been training. We don't know, what, a few months, 4 months, 5 months?
Okay.
Anyone else that's not named Ronda Rousey that's been training 4 months?
Future endeavored.
No, anyone else that's not named Ronda Rousey who's been training for 4 months isn't on TV.
No, I get it, but here's the thing. She is Ronda Rousey. Yeah.
Yes.
So she has to be on TV.
Yeah, well, that's the difference, because they're paying so much money for her to be there.
So, and she does, and it's not the first, it's hard for me to justify this to like real, like to true, like hardcore fans that don't believe that someone that doesn't earn it doesn't deserve. She deserves to be on this in a weird way. Not deserves. It's like fucking Jay Leno being in a fucking ring, but I think this is better than that. It's like Karl Malone. This is better than that.
So, yeah, like, dude, in fairness, Karl Malone did a little something. Jay Leno.
All right, Carl, I get
my premise.
I get this, but like, saying she deserves this, no. Because this isn't Jay Leno, Karl Malone was a 1-2-time thing. They didn't go on ESPN the day after they were at Slammery.
I'm now peeling off another layer of the onion.
I'm going to challenge Hogan for the championship.
And she is in. Like, she's committed. And I commend her for that. That she's going to but man, her fucking face.
Yep.
Last night on Monday Night Raw, it looks like she's trying to either hold a fart in or take a shit
all the time.
Which she'll have to learn eventually.
But somebody should be going over that with her at the performance center.
Listen, she might not have that natural, that charisma that makes a superstar wrestler.
Who did she get in the ring with on SmackDown where somebody tried to punch her and she just kind of put her hand up and blocked it? Amber something or other.
Was that SmackDown?
I don't know when it was.
There was a backstage thing with, I want to say,
no,
Dana,
this was
Brooke
in the middle of the ring.
On SmackDown?
No, maybe it wasn't SmackDown. But the chick went to hit her, and Ronda just put her hand up with her hand open and blocked it, and they just stood there looking at each other. Yeah. I'm like, this is fucking stupid.
Yeah,
if you're
going to
do that, grab her arm. You know, do something with it.
Don't get me wrong. Her shit last night in the ring was awkward as hell.
It's going to be bad.
Yeah, I'm over it. I don't even...
They have to... fucking Kurt Angle with his broken freaking neck is going to have to carry this match.
She was getting the what treatment at one point.
Yeah, I think the nostalgia is
already gone.
Is gone. Bro, because they... And it's... I think it's in fault of WWE for saying she's going to be at every single Monday Night Raw. And then her not being there.
Well, WWE made that mistake.
Yes,
wasn't
and
wrong
I said that. I think it's I think WWE is part to blame for this.
Well, this is the problem in a nutshell. She's not ready. She's copying Roddy Piper. Her theme music sucks. Her facials suck.
Did she get a new music?
Oh, a new
on Raw last
did
night.
Did she get a new music? Mamma mia, she needs a new music.
No, when I tried the YouTube. Did she get a new music? That's not a new music. That's not incorrect grammar.
Well, but Ronda Rousey did that to fucking Wolfgang or whatever his name was that was interviewing him.
Really?
With the fucking In Time, the whole thing we just talked about.
Did she get a new music? That's not a bad...
It's kind of awkward.
Is that grammatically incorrect?
Did she get new music? You wouldn't say a new music.
A new song. Okay, fair enough.
A new song is better.
You got it.
Hey,
no, you got
Tony,
it. You got
let
it.
Me get out of the meatball. Hey, man, I got a new song for you.
What are those? The new meatballs? Let me get the new meatball.
Yeah, but bad reputation.
Hey, you watch a Monday Night Raw last night? It's Ronda Rousey, Kurt Angle, dude in the middle. Looking at, hey, what are you looking at? What do you hear? What do you say? Casey Gatow, Casey Gatow.
Did she get in the music?
Casey Gatow, Casey Gatow.
Oh, my God.
That looks like that guy from the painting.
Fair enough.
Our friend.
Oh, my God.
Oh, fuck.
Did she get new music?
I thought I saw when I was YouTubing like Raw last night that said Ronda Rousey debuts new music. It could have been like a rib or a joke video.
She just needs to be a badass. She shouldn't be talking. Can she should just be beating people up.
And I don't know if I'm just a weirdo.
Yeah, kind of.
Well,
you are, dude.
Kurt Angle stands in the ring, right?
I've like, said this every single like, fucking look, time.
You stand like a... Bro, he was like this.
I've said this for weeks.
He like his knees are
for
bent.
For months. He's like he's sitting in a chair that's not there. His body, I've said that forever.
Dude, he's held together probably like with Band-Aids and fucking Elmer's glue.
How are you taking credit for this when I've said this on the podcast for weeks?
You don't remember anything you say on the podcast.
I remember the good stuff.
The best
don't,
episode.
Don't break her arm, Rhonda. Don't break her arm.
But he wears a suit. He looks awful.
I'm just going to take a shit standing. I'll be at Tierney Sunday. I'll have another one if you're getting up, Mr.
Jeez
Kevin.
Louise. Yeah, probably.
Yeah, man, I'm over. I'm over the whole Ronda Rousey. The match at WrestleMania is fucking stupid. I'm sorry. I was on board after the Royal Rumble.
You know what the sad part is?
Whew, what?
That match is probably going to get 20 minutes. That'll be a fucking travesty. That shit needs...
Well, does that include entrances?
No, that shit needs to be over quickly. I don't care how big Triple H's ego is. That shit needs to end fast.
They're making the rounds tomorrow on ESPN. Triple H and Stephanie.
Oh, speaking of which.
Oh, because after there was that, and then I think there was something else. Thank you, Kevin. She cut her media day short, Rhonda.
Why? She was pissed?
Yeah.
Hold on. I just want to say that to Tony's point that match needs to be over quickly. It doesn't.
Yeah, kind of.
She
does.
Just doesn't have to be involved.
No, dude, Kurt Angle's beat up, dude. Kurt Angle can't go 20 minutes anymore.
I think they can go at least 10, 15.
You just mocked him that he's permanently sitting in a chair.
That's just the way he looks.
That's Kevin's joke. That's why he can mock it.
That's right. That's right, fuckers.
Try the view.
Here all week. Opening for Don Jameson, by the way.
Yes.
Can you honestly say you're looking forward to that match?
Yes.
Next week he opens for Jim Beam.
And I'll
right. And then Johnny Jameson, Walker.
And Johnny Walker. Yeah, there you go. The Christian Brothers in April.
It's the whole tour. It's like Kevin, it's the last leg of my like life tour.
It's like the Sklar Brothers, except all their jokes are about Jesus.
I am looking forward to that match, though. I'm looking forward to it just, more for the unknown than for expecting it to be good.
You like John Cena's serious face?
Huh?
Undertaker, are you going to fight me?
Do something!
Do something!
Or do nothing. But next week,
Undertaker,
I hope I see you.
Undertaker has to win that match. He has to.
I feel like Miz should just do all John Cena's promos from now on.
He's calling him out.
The greatest thing I ever made in 7 years on this podcast.
I don't know. That bat dance, just busting thing you did is pretty good.
I'm just busting.
That's a toss-up. That's
with
pretty good.
With the Jewosaurus laughing at the end on loop.
Do we have that still?
Yeah, it's somewhere. Maybe we'll close the show with it tonight. Yeah.
You don't like the... Are you opposed to the John Cena Undertaker thing?
No, but it's just... I don't know. That Kane match was the shits. I don't want to get into it.
Listen, they almost broke that barricade right in half.
Dude, John Cena tried to pick him up for a sidewalk slam, and this is a move Kane has given to a million people, and he couldn't even get his fat ass up for it.
Kane ain't no lightweight no more, though.
Kane should be fucking running for treasure or whatever the fuck he's running for.
Kane is running for whatever he's running for.
Yeah, he should be running for his life because Cena's going to take him out.
Take her out?
Yes.
Well, Cena won, and then he called out The Undertaker. And I'm very intrigued by this match.
Someone had a meme. They said because Undertaker didn't respond, he called out the next closest guy in Mordecai. Nothing? Mordecai?
I like it.
Okay, thank you.
Those idiots.
It would have been funnier if Kane was The Undertaker. Like, The Undertaker dressed up like Kane and then beat up John Cena.
Isn't Kane The Undertaker?
Unmasked? Yeah, something like that.
The Roman Reigns Brock Lesnar parade continues. With Brock Lesnar just beating the ever-living shit out of
getting
him
a pop too, I heard.
Well, can I ask you a question?
No,
I gotta.
Excuse
me, I had to sneeze. The way they're building this match, right? It's going to be a war at WrestleMania.
Yes.
And I was thinking about this listening to the Bruce Pritchard podcast the other day.
Well, you know.
Which, if you're not listening to Something to Wrestle,
it's fucking awesome.
With Bruce Pritchard, you really should be. Today I learned that the original plan for Roddy Piper at WrestleMania 12 was to beat the shit out of OJ Simpson.
Yeah.
Right, didn't they do...
Oh, you're far behind on that shit.
Which episode is that?
That's like episode 35, 30. I listen to the current stuff and I go back to the stuff I haven't listened to.
Because it's almost hard to keep up. It's once a week and they're 4-hour shows. Well, I listen to the one, I'm on the Undertaker. I listen to the one about the draft.
Okay, I haven't listened to that one yet.
Because I love the drafts.
It was kind of boring, that episode. There's not too much you can really talk about.
I liked it, though. And then I'm back with the Undertaker one from 94 to 95 or something like that.
Yes.
And to your thing about OJ, they did a poll on Raw whether or not you thought OJ was innocent or guilty on the show. That WWE ran a poll on Raw.
That's crazy.
And then like with the funds or whatever it was, how much you had to pay would go to like a charity. But it was like gambling on fucking OJ's fucking life. Well, whatever.
But I digress, as Tony would say. And you listen to the Bruce Prichard shows and the Tony Schiavone shows, and people get fired over the blood, right? Like Dustin Rhodes and Blacktop Bully got shit canned.
Because they bled in the match?
Uncensored 95, the bunkhouse truck.
I know the match. I just don't remember the blood.
Oh, yeah, they got fired for that, both of them.
Well, Dustin didn't come back for years later, and then Hole in One Darso made a debut in a little while.
So... we watch now, and anytime somebody bleeds, they go to the gloves, the camera cuts away. Yeah. This is a match right here at WrestleMania where I think if it's going to be a war...
let him bleed?
I mean, it doesn't have to be Eddie Guerrero, JBL, but I mean...
that's been surfacing too lately.
Dude, Brock will cut himself open. He doesn't give a shit.
I just think they're more lenient on it now, you know? And I feel like a match of this caliber, like the way they've been building it up and how Roman Reigns has been getting the piss beat out of him the last 2 weeks, I just feel like it's going to be a war.
It should be.
It has to be one of those deals like Austin and
Brett.
Hulk. Brett. Yeah. Even like the Bulldog Brett, Brett Piper, anytime there was
Brett blood. Piper, WrestleMania 8.
Yeah.
See, Heyman should have been up on this. Heyman should have started making Lesnar a bitch. Like, how many times do we have to beat Roman Reigns? This is unfair. We don't want this match. Like, he should have totally been shitting on the idea of this match. You know what I'm saying? We don't care that you won the Elimination Chamber. You don't deserve this. Just should have completely have been burying Brock Lesnar as being afraid to get in the ring with Roman Reigns. That would have, I think, worked. And then you could have him pitching a moment to Vince McMahon. Like, why are you protecting your boy? I know you're the one telling him that this is okay. And then you have a double. You've got him getting screwed not only by Brock, who doesn't want to give him what he rightfully earned, but Vince for going along with it. I don't know. That one I'm actually looking forward to, but I really hope this gets Roman over, because if it doesn't, I think we're done with the Roman Reigns experiment.
I don't think you're anywhere close to done with the Roman Reigns experiment.
Oh, I don't either, but that's just me thinking out loud. Hey, you know what else is kind of funny?
What's that?
We were leading towards Sasha and Bayley having a match, and now they're going to take out their frustrations in the Women's Battle Royal thing.
Well, I think that's just something. I think WrestleMania is so...
packed
that I just think that's something where they have to do something after WrestleMania that is interesting, and I think that's an interesting feud.
Yeah, well, speaking of interesting feuds that might get stuck till after WrestleMania, Shane McMahon's got diverticulitis and his asshole's falling.
Yes, let me see.
He is missing WrestleMania notes completely.
Oh, has that been announced?
Well, that's the way it's been rumored to be, and quite a few sites have picked it up, although we haven't gotten any confirmation from a Mike Johnson or a Wade Keller or a Dave Meltzer yet.
All right, well, I have something from Dave Meltzer here that I pulled today.
Awesome.
Roughly 2 weeks before he was expected to be in a featured match at this year's WrestleMania, Shane McMahon's wrestling future is in doubt as he is recovering from both acute diverticulitis and an umbilical hernia in a New York area medical facility.
Yep.
McMahon developed a massive infection and umbilical hernia due to acute diverticulitis while vacationing with his family in the Caribbean, and he was hospitalized in Antigua for several days. They said he is currently being treated with heavy doses of antibiotics and that the hernia will require surgery once the infection is cleared.
So he's still infected?
Yes.
Yeah, he's fucked. So this begs the question, is Daniel Bryan stepping up to make this a tag match against Zayn and Owens? And who gets to stand alongside Daniel Bryan? Please don't say Kane, because Kane's the shits. I'm thinking Samoa Joe if he's ready and cleared to come back. But that's just my opinion.
Well, who do you... we'll play some fantasy booking here then, because me and Kevin have been talking about this the last couple of weeks as well. Braun Strowman still needs a tag partner too.
I think that Elias was the rumor.
Really? Even with their love-hate relationship or their hate-hate relationship?
Well, he may be like, just shut up and do what I tell you. And Elias might be okay with that.
Well, I mean, if he gets gold, right?
Well, and Braun Strowman's got such a great little buddy in Alexa Bliss. I can't imagine he wouldn't want another little buddy to run around with.
Who doesn't like a good little buddy?
Well, I'm saying this is what he needs. He needs a Gilligan to his skipper.
I think Shane still wrestles, by the way.
I don't think so.
Really?
That's a ballsy call there, Kev.
With the hernia and the diverticulitis?
And the infections.
Diverticulitis almost killed Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, and thank God that he came back to the States, because those Canadian doctors are fucking awful, right, Brock? Remember when he shit all over the Canada the medical system?
Yes.
But how did the Braun Strowman thing play into this?
Oh, just because if Shane's out, you're going to have to find a tag team partner for Daniel, unless they make it a three-way.
But Braun has the tag title opportunity.
Yes, no, but he has to have a tag team partners.
Oh, okay.
Because Braun needs a partner, and if Brian's stepping in to do a tag match, now he needs a partner. See, Brian was probably supposed to be the surprise, right? Like, Brian's going to step up and work with Shane, but now there's no stepping up. It's like Brian's stepping in. There's a difference.
Because it was never actually announced as a tag
Exactly,
match.
Because it was Shane's spot to bring Brian up. Now with Shane not there, now you just have Owens and Zayn kind of floating out in the middle of nowhere.
Well, they both got fired.
But they're supposed to have a match.
No, I understand, but that's the gimmick.
Is that why El Generico's back?
Yes.
Is that why El Generico's selling t-shirts on Pro Wrestling Tees?
Yes.
Holy fuck, they go all in with this gimmick.
Which makes it really hard for me to believe that they're not going to be in a match with Daniel Bryan in some capacity at WrestleMania.
Yeah, but Daniel Bryan, like, look, it's easy for Shane to say, yeah, Bryan's cleared, and guess what? He's my partner. Now Shane's gone. So now Bryan goes, all right, you guys want your jobs back? You got to go through me, and now I have to pick somebody. It's a little bit of a subtle difference.
Whoever said Samoa Joe, I could see that being something.
Yeah, Bryan and Joe, why not?
But
there's history.
I don't know the Braun thing I don't get.
No, Matt was just spitballing down the rabbit hole.
Gotcha.
Because Braun also needs a mystery partner. So now we're in a situation where we need two mystery partners. Like, Brian being Shane's partner was going to be a foregone conclusion.
Right.
But now that Shane's out, now we have two spots.
Right.
Which is weird that you would book the same storyline, but we have no choice.
Well, there's still 2 weeks before Mania.
And Kane is still available for the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
Big Cass.
Why do you have such a boner for Big Cass?
I don't have a boner for Big Cass.
Big Cass has flabby tits,
like is this like an Eddie thing where you just want to be able to tell us you were right?
No, I'm just saying, why not? Listen, I wouldn't do it.
I don't know. Big Cass does nothing for me.
But he's in their plans. Like, you know,
I know
that.
He's in their plans. So he just,
Like, you mentioned that you'd put him in the Battle Royal.
Who?
Last week, I think. Big Cass, you
said. Well, yeah, sure.
But... Or either that, or you put him in Braun, or you don't have him on at all. Those are the three options.
Is Mojo Rising still going to be on the show?
He's in the Battle Royal.
Again?
Yeah.
Is Gronkowski going to be in?
Got to defend it.
God, I hope not.
By the way, did you see the video? I don't know what concert it was at, but Rob Gronkowski and Shaq were dancing with each other. And then Gronkowski winds up on Shaq's shoulders at one point, and they were both like dancing and hopping around.
I wish Shaq
would have
dropped him on his fucking dumb head.
That's not nice.
Fuck him.
Did you ever see the Shaq balloon?
He's going to be the next Ronda Rousey.
Who, Shaq?
No.
Oh, Gronkowski. Gronk will probably be okay. I mean, look at all the football players they've brought up in the recent history of wrestling. Steve McMichael did all right for himself. Kevin Green was decent. Even fucking LT put on a great match.
And there are still some in the NXT.
William Perry, Bill Frelick.
Oh, my God. You're talking about, like, guys that did, like, two things in their life.
Well, it's all he's really going to need to do, right? I mean, special attractions.
Nah, we can hope he fucking tears his ACL and he never does anything again in his life.
Jesus Christ.
Piece of shit fucking Patriot.
You know, as a Jets fan, I hope he doesn't die. That's all. What? I'm agreeing with Matt, but not wanting to say it.
Because, you know, Gronk will listen to this podcast and be like, damn,
I just never like to
Shining
wish
Wizards.
Injury on people.
Okay.
The best podcast episode in the 6 years we've been doing this.
That was the most fun I had in a long time. That was awesome. From everything to that whole... Listen back to that time when I said that. From before I said that That was a fucking riot.
And then we surpassed it with the back in time, didn't we?
That's right.
That was all Ronda. That was all Ronda's doing.
Fucking Ronda.
Nothing. I mean, the fucking shit with the Miztourage where they tease, like,
gives a fuck.
They were going to turn on him, and then they fucking beat down Finn and fucking.
No, it's fine. As long as Finn and Seth aren't talking, it's fine.
You didn't like that he said better than Mr. Perfect?
And then Curtis Axel. That's their thing, though. Like, two weeks ago, he saw Seth Rollins and the Prince Devitt, and then Rollins and Devitt go on Instagram and post pictures of them, the Tyler Black and Prince Devitt in the bingo hall with their championships.
Hey, what's going to happen with Matt and Fat Fuck?
Matt's in the Battle Royal.
Oh, great. More storyline shit for the Battle
Royal.
They
did something with them last night, and I think I made a grilled cheese or something.
I thought it was just a Matt Hardy promo.
Yeah, it was.
I heard they cut the entire deletion thing out of the Hulu replay.
Yes.
That's fucking huge. The biggest thing you're building up to and teasing for next week's show, and then you don't even air 1 second of it. Hey, if we're done talking Raw and the road to WrestleMania, I got some news and notes that I want to cover.
So do I.
All right, then you go down the list. You probably have what I want to cover.
All right, Tony, we're going to get to some hot and heavy news action. This is all compliments of Dave Meltzer at the Wrestling Observer. That's where I get my news and notes. We've got a ton of action coming your way. WrestleMania weekend, WWE Hall of Fame inductions. We got lots of names on the list just announced.
Oh my God.
In the last week, Bill Goldberg will be inducted by Paul Heyman. What do you guys think? Two Jews. That's it. I like that. Ring the bell. I like where you went with that.
Yeah. Are you looking up if Goldberg's Jewish?
No,
it's like a My Cousin Vinny thing, like two Utes, two Jews.
No, but that's why Vince is having Paul Heyman
There's no way that's why.
Of course that's why.
Why would that have anything to do with it?
Ah, because they're Jewish, pal. They all stick together, part of the tribe.
I don't get why he's inducting them.
I don't either. I don't see the correlation.
They're Jewish.
That's it? That has nothing to do with it.
I guarantee you all, 100%.
That's the fucking dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I guarantee you, 100%.
I had the best time on the show like 20 minutes ago. This is the dumbest thing you've ever said in your life.
Despite how racist you think that is.
It's not racist. It's that dumb. It's dumb.
There is no doubt in my mind that's what Vince McMahon thought when he put that together.
Doesn't make any sense.
And even if it wasn't completely his thought, Paul Heyman put that in his head. Because I guarantee you, Paul Heyman said, put the Jews together, Vince. It makes sense. I guarantee you. No. Not even a bit, dude. Guaranteed. That's 100%. 100%, like they say in Italian.
Do you think the only reason why it's Heyman is because of Goldberg's latest run against Brock?
That makes more sense than what the idiot said.
No, it has nothing. I want to throw something at you.
All right, fine. Throw something at me.
It's probably because of the last run.
Keep saying because they're Jewish is not a valuable answer.
To you or I or the listener out there, it's not. In the head of Vincent Kennedy McMahon, it absolutely 100% makes sense. And if you think I'm wrong, tweet us at Wizards Podcast and let me know how wrong I am.
You're definitely wrong.
Or even better, tweet me directly at Big Tony Z. Tell me how wrong I am. I haven't been banned from Twitter yet.
No, you're fucking banned because you comment on every dumb Facebook post like a fucking 10-year-old.
It's true.
I like causing trouble.
Now, they also announced that Ivory would be inducting Molly Holly.
No,
Vice versa.
Oh, I'm sorry. Molly Holly will be inducting Ivory. Vice versa.
Yes.
Vice versa.
Strike that. Reverse it.
Good. Thumbs up.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes.
Nope. No problem with that.
That's fine.
And then
it's because they're both women.
Oh yeah, is that why?
They both have titties, pal.
Titties.
I think I know where you're going, Matt. I think I know where you're going.
You think you know where I'm going?
I think I know exactly where you're going.
No.
And then it was announced today.
Wait, should I get the lyrics? Hold on.
You still have the lyrics?
Well, of course. Well, you think I clean up down here?
Yes. Then announced today, the Road Doggy Dog. He's putting in Double J. They got to do this at the Hall of Fame.
I think they will.
Oh, yeah.
And then Bruce Pritchard and Conrad will come out with them.
Ready?
No.
Spend my day working hard on the go, but the hands on the clock keep spinning too slow. I can't wait to be alone with my baby tonight.
Dummy. Yeah.
You fat!
You know my baby's got me wrapped around her little finger. And I know I'm gonna be back to be with her. And I can't wait to be alone with my baby tonight.
What are you, a fake?
Turn the lights out, close the door.
We'll leave all the worries in the world behind.
Fuck it.
Hold me in your arms, never let me go.
Something in a one-track mind, and something in Bully Ray's on the TV.
Oh, so
I have a small dick.
The doggy dog. The doggy dog's putting in Double J. This is the first year I might actually go out of my way to watch the Hall of Fame. Just to see if they do this fucking song.
They will. They have to.
Oh, they have to.
They have to, Tony.
Do we have any? Oh, I don't doubt it. 100% that's going to happen.
Devil's tied it up.
It's going to happen. Well,
do we have any what?
Do we have any more inductors?
No, we still have Hillbilly Jim, Kid Rock, and Mark Henry have to go in. And they don't know who will be inducting them. And then the little retarded kid gets...
Oh, my God!
I don't know. What's wrong with Jarius Robertson?
I don't know.
Well, that's going to be Dana Warrior that does that, right?
Dana Warrior. She's still looking like a fox?
More like a hound.
What's wrong? You got beef with Miss Warrior?
No, but she doesn't have her connection anymore to inject in her face.
She spews propaganda.
It's not all she spews. What is wrong with Jarius JJ? What's his ailment?
I honestly don't know, but it sounded very, very, very offensive.
He's got progeria.
Does he?
Where's Eddie? JJ I don't know.
Robertson.
Hey, Eddie, call in and tell us how Roseanne was.
Eddie doesn't listen to the show. Don't be ridiculous.
Oh, boy.
Let's see. He is... Oh, goodness gracious. What's wrong with this kid? The young fan, he's got a big personality. He stole the show at the All-Star game. He's 14-year-old. He has a chronic liver disease called bilary.
See you later.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, he made fun of you for asking about what ails this kid, and then he makes fun of his disease.
Well, it's by Larry. See, it's just like, okay, see you later, Larry.
By Larry.
Larry's just confused as to his sexuality.
At least. At Recia?
At recess?
By Larry Iratia?
Oh, God. I don't even know.
Anyway.
Correct! Ding!
I feel bad for the kid. He's going through some shit.
It's kind of fucked up. Poor kid.
Yeah, so he gets the award.
So Dana Warrior is definitely probably inducting him.
Yeah, Dana Warrior.
You think Jane?
Or maybe what's his name's dad? Connor's dad.
Distrustity in her.
No,
ass.
You can't bring back. That's sad. You can't bring back Connor's dad. That's terrible.
That's what they do.
This award is terrible, by the way. They have to do this at the Hall of Fame. They can't do this on the DL.
Do. Yeah. No, dude, publicity, bro. That's what they're after.
This is sad, though. Don't bring the sad little Pajiri kid out.
I want an award.
You don't think this kid... Look, this is going to be very insensitive. So if you wouldn't lick honey mustard off his head if you just put a little honey mustard on his head?
He looks like a shrunken version of Dikembe Mutombo. No, no, no. Not in my house.
You lick a little honey mustard off his head? His little head there.
He looks like a shiny turd.
Yeah, a little honey mustard on top.
Honey mustard on a turd?
A little honey mustard head.
Why are his palms white?
What? Because he's given he just hit a three at the All-Star game. We are Shining Wizards Matt and Shining Wizards Tony are insensitive pricks.
Well, speaking of insensitive, can we get to my big story, the one that I wanted to make sure we got in before the end of the show?
Please.
Tony, can we please edit that whole thing out?
Hell no. I can't wait to press the processing button when we're done.
Called him a shiny turd.
He looks like a shiny turd, dude.
Kevin Garifo has no, does not share the same, he does not share the same views as Shining Wizards Matt and Shining
Wizards
let
him know
Tony.
What a fag he is at Kevin Garifo.
Wow! Wow! You are just throwing around.
Do you have any idea, like what you said was just like absolutely awful. Like you get that right?
What? That he's got a shiny turd?
That he looks like a shiny turd?
Why? Why is that awful? Was that
bad?
Do
you know what that like means? Like in like regular people's heads?
What does that mean?
Because. I'll talk to you after the show.
Why? Because he's black?
Yeah.
So what? We can't make fun of people? Like, what the fuck, dude? If he was white, I would...
You called a little diseased black man
Say it. No, say the word.
A shiny piece of shit.
Say it.
That's even funnier.
Like, you get that, right?
No, just his head.
Not his whole body.
Yeah, it's just his head, dude.
It could have been lighting from the picture. You know, there's a lot of cameras and lights at the All-Star game. That's where that picture was taken.
Listen, if I can't change your minds, then that's not on me anymore. Oof. I tried.
Look, I know I'm going to sleep good tonight, so I don't give a shit.
Send your hate mail to Wizards Podcast.
Don't send anything to us.
Yeah, send it to me, Big Tony.
If you're
going to
send us something, though, you can send your old wrestling figures to me and Kevin.
That's right.
We would appreciate
Shout out to Hassle Toys at Instagram, hassletoys.com. They hook it up good.
Hassle Toys?
Yeah, they got an IG.
Instagram. They sent me my Nasty Boys, and like I got them in like 2 days.
Are they still running Ruckshot over your tag team division?
That's right.
Oh, that's a good question. How are the Nasties doing?
Have they moved up the rankings yet?
Knobs is hurt.
What happened to Knobs?
Knobs had a heart attack.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe
we can give him the Warrior Award.
That's right. Knobs is the recipient of the Warrior Award. Connor's father will be inducting Knobs.
Kevin, would you be against you writing like a month's worth of your action figure storyline and then coming it in and telling us?
I got him in the fucking bag, I think.
I think that would be amazing.
I think I got him in there.
I think we'd have amazing fun.
That would be awesome.
We're going to call it the Figure Four. Like that's going to be like our segment.
Oh, okay.
That would work.
What is your big wig wrestling, whatever, what is it called?
Story.
Well, you
what
heard
did we
that-
steal from the hole and the other guys in the radioactive metal?
What?
The hole. What's her name? She got like Jesus.
All right, come on. We're out of time. I want to get to this. This is important, and it's kind of topical right now because we've been talking about it. There's apparently been talks between Hulk Hogan and World Wrestling Entertainment to be returned to the company. And Mr. Class of 2018 Mark Henry, is not too happy about it. He wants Mr. Hogan to apologize. Oh, wait. What are you playing?
Go for it, Matt, please.
Oh, no. Please. Oh, come on now.
What? Booker T said it.
I understand that, but I'm being serious here.
No, so am I, considering we
talked about this
on Thursday.
Yeah.
You talked about this on Thursday? Yeah. All right. Well, then fuck it. I'm done. We are the Shining Wizards. ShiningWizards.com. Don't forget to buy
us
a shirt.
Oh, no, you can't punch out 10 minutes early.
Tip your waitress. Well, I don't know. I got nothing else. You got something else?
Yeah.
I wanted to make a point about it.
All right, go ahead. What's your point?
No, you're welcome to make the point about it because you are a different person than me and Matt.
Mark Henry's been around through some awful things that WWE has done.
Okay.
The Keep It Up. What else was there?
What's the Keep It Up?
Oh, I'm glad you asked.
Oh,
I don't. Oh,
keep it up, my nigga.
Oh, that.
There you go. So he was around for that. Didn't have a problem with it. He was also around for Booker T being insulted by Triple H.
Okay,
didn't have
you're
a problem
worst.
With it.
You're
but
the
I
worst.
Think there's a difference, Tony. This is scripted. You don't think a lot of the shit that Triple H said was? Do you think all that was scripted? Bruce Pritchard himself said that a lot of the stuff Triple H said wasn't scripted.
I think if you're going to walk a fine line like that. On such a touchy subject, you're going to let people know that you're going in that direction. You have to.
Hogan had no idea what he was saying was being taped. He thought that he was alone with somebody else, and that's just how he talked. Maybe not always, maybe not all the time, but then. So that's bad.
That he talked like that, not knowing that he was being recorded or anything like that?
No, that he did not know he was being recorded, and like, I don't know, like, I know I'm being recorded right now. So what I say, that's on me no matter what.
Okay, devil's advocate. We interviewed Stevie Ray on this show. Stevie Ray told us that Hogan has used that word in front of everybody before.
Ooh, that's a good
that
point.
That they've used that in WCW locker room, and everybody was cool with it.
But
yeah, but was he
that,
saying
was
it?
We have to go back and listen to that. Because I don't remember what the context was.
I can tell you right now what the context was.
If Hulk Hogan is walking into the locker room, and he's like, "What's up, my nigga?" That's different than him going, "Nigger, I hate niggers," like whatever he said.
Wait. He didn't say "nigger, I hate niggers."
It's pretty fucking close. That's the gist.
He was like,
he said he didn't want his daughter dating
a nigger.
One of the.
What? I'm not saying.
I know you're not. I know you're not.
I'm saying it to get the point. It's not like.
That's what you're gonna have to do. So kudos. That's actually
like
fair.
Like say like if he's like in the locker room and like they can say like nigga. Like when I worked at Applebee's and everyone in the kitchen said nigga, I still wasn't allowed to say it. But like that's how they talk. Like maybe he's Hulk and he can get away with it, or like it's funny because like here's this bleach blonde 300-pound white dude trying to hang with Booker T and company, and then there's him not knowing he's being recorded and him saying, I don't want my daughter dating a nigger.
That's bad.
That's not good, dude.
Well,
if you put a microphone in my car sometimes, it's bad. But there's not a microphone in my car.
Yeah, fair enough. Bad that he used the word. However,
does he deserve maybe forgiveness if he repents? Well, yes.
Yeah. Well, they say it's easier to ask for forgiveness than ask for permission.
Yeah, but you don't think that you don't. I mean,
but I don't think Mark Henry's being unreasonable.
Neither do I.
If Hulk Hogan wants to,
but then
come back,
why did Mark Henry have a problem with this when this came out?
He did have a problem with it.
Well, then why didn't he reach out to Hogan and try to talk to Hogan at that point?
Because he's not the one who said it.
Because
Mark Henry wasn't caught on tape going, I don't want my daughter dating some white-ass honky cracker.
He didn't get recorded saying that.
No.
Let's be honest. You don't think the other side of the coin works as well?
You could apply that to everything, dude.
But now, like, that's like borderline, like, slander, what you just did right there.
Why is that?
Because you're assuming that...
No, I didn't name anybody. Slander, you got to name somebody. I'm just saying you'd be naive.
Did you not hear me say borderline?
Well...
We kind of knew what you were... Like.
No, I'm not saying... Look, I'm not saying Mark Henry ever did that. But I'm just saying, you don't think that the other side of coin has ever happened? That's crazy.
No, you're right about that.
But I don't think there's a word that Mark Henry can use that is as offensive as the word Hulk Hogan used.
I agree.
So if he said everything possible, like, I don't want my daughter dating a white guy or anything. Like,
I'm not offended by the word cracker. I'm not offended by the word honky. I'm not offended by that. I don't know why. I'm just not. But that, as a white guy, that the N-word offends me. Extremely.
I get your point. However, I just find it a little odd that Mark Henry's concerned that Hulk Hogan, with all the other things he's done, is only concerned about him coming back to WWE.
What do you mean?
You know what I'm saying? Like, look, if you're going to bitch about it and go in and like be offended and like say Hogan's got to make it right, why wouldn't you do this years ago when it first came out?
Because they were never going to bring him back years ago.
See, that's my point.
If Mark Henry's point was is that if you're going to bring Hulk Hogan back here, this needs to be addressed, and it needs to be addressed as soon as possible, and he has to say, I'm sorry.
Fair enough, but why didn't Mark Henry make a big stink about this?
I'm pretty sure he did.
I don't know about
he had
that.
A problem
maybe not
with
years
it.
Ago, but this isn't the first time hearing about it.
I don't know. I mean, I'd have to look into it more. You could be right. You could be right.
But it also could have been because that's when he was posed the question. It could have been he may not have been posed that question yet. Someone could have asked him, "Would you accept Hogan coming back?"
Fair enough.
And then that's when he said yes, but he would have to apologize.
And look, I'm not trying to be a dick about it. What Hogan said was awful.
Right. I'm not trying to say that you don't think it was.
I just don't know what the intention is just because Hogan's coming back to work with the same company that you're working for that now all of a sudden you're worried about him apologizing when I don't know. If he did, then fine. I'll change my stance on it. I just don't... You know what it is? It becomes a point now with all this Me Too shit where all of a sudden everybody's coming out of the woodwork and it's like, oh, now you're apologizing for shit that happened 10, 15 years ago. This is something we knew about that happened. Why couldn't we take care of it and address it at the time?
Because
he's not working for WWE.
When that happened, they let him go, and there wasn't even a thought of him coming back. Right? Now that that's resurfaced, all Mark Henry's asking for is an apology, and rightfully so.
Oh, fair enough.
Hulk Hogan can gather all the African-Americans or whoever...
You could say blacks, dude. Come on.
Well, whoever he...
No, we're not trying to fucking PC it up.
No,
I just said
but...
the N-word like five times.
Yeah,
okay?
You did.
Oh, so African-American negates the N-word?
No, I'm just saying, like, I would say black people. It doesn't matter to me.
He's like, look, I use nigger five times, so I'm going to say African-American seven. That should balance it out.
No, it was just in context. I wasn't saying it to say it.
I'm on board with you, dude. I'm just fucking with you.
If Mark Henry, if Hulk Hogan, like, this is arguably the face of professional wrestling. He is why the WWE is where they are now.
Yeah.
So for him to say something like that, it's only right that he goes and he talks to these guys and
so
say, I
know where you're going, Tony.
I did something wrong.
So if it wasn't for Hulk Hogan, Mark Henry would have had this job to begin with.
Sure.
So maybe Mark Henry should apologize to Hulk Hogan.
No, absolutely
not. And say, I'm sorry, I'll keep my daughters and my sons away from your daughter.
You're the fucking worst, dude.
Do you have any plugs or anything you want to get out where it's about that
Tony
time?
Tony can't wait to go.
Yeah, I know. I've had enough of this.
We're going to add WCW Saturday Night to the network.
You know we're going to be getting texts on the way home.
From who?
From Mr. Hat.
About what?
Can we take this out, please?
No. Unless he learns how to edit, nothing's coming out.
That's a good point. That's a very good point.
No, it's all good. Listen, if you've been listening to the show for a long time, you know how we roll here.
And yeah. Look, I was just making a point. I wasn't saying
you
it
said
to
what
say
you
it.
Said. You were basically quoting. Basically,
well, I did call. I did say the kid had a turd head.
That's whatever. That's just, you know, when the microphones turn off, it's not like you have a kid upstairs that you love greatly, and God forbid something ever happened to him.
He ever dates a black girl, there's going to be what for to pay.
You would do everything in your power to make sure this kid's okay, and we're just poking fun at it, you know. Everyone has a different way to deal with these awful situations. No one wants to see sick kids.
What's going on with this twisted world in which we live?
Do I really have to break down the wall? Do people really think Tony thinks this kid is a shiny piece of shit?
No.
Well, seriously, come on.
I've seen some logs he lets. I still don't understand how they fit out of his little asshole, but anyway.
Yeah, see, that now you're just... you can't even say it, and now you wonder why you're off of Facebook.
I'm tired, bro. I want to go.
All right, we are the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, at Wizards Podcast on Twitter, at Wizards Podcast on Instagram, prowrestlingtees.com/ShiningWizards is where you can get your t-shirts. Kevin is opening for Don Jameson.
That's right.
What's the date, Kev?
It's not for a while. April 18th.
April 18th. Put it in your calendar, man.
Yeah.
You got a month to figure this out.
Kevin's always afraid to plug when it's like a month away.
And it's free. Where is it?
It's at the prestigious Brown Bear Pub in West Orange.
Really? Yeah. How'd you get Don Jameson at the Brown Bear?
We're good friends.
Grr. Oh, I got to play some like
I got a song.
I think we got it. We talked about it earlier.
We're going to end dry and we're just going to leave it at this. We're going to fade out.
So,
you ready?
April 4th.
Is that how your wife feels?
April 4th, I'll be opening for Pat Dixon, who you can see on the compound. And
how about his brother, Pat Nutson?
All right.
Oh.
Hey-o! So
don't forget to check out our friends at WrestlePro, our friends at Smash Wrestling, House of Glory, On Point Wrestling, Standalone Wrestling, Capital Wrestling, Wrestling Has a Tomorrow.
Create a Pro Wrestling.
If you need links, go to ShiningWizards.com, click them. They're all there.
ProWrestlingTees.com, Shining Wizards.
See ya.
Don't believe everything you hear on the podcast. Most of it is made up, not true, and I get so embarrassed, but I have no way to get back at them.
Like I said before, everyone thinks it's a big fucking joke. Yeah. Big funny joke. And then they realize when they're going to get 40 messages a day and they're opening up Pandora's box.
Next question. Has the wizard... Jesus, I'm skip. Sorry, Michael.
See?
That's pretty funny. Listen.
All people care about.
Has the wizard...
popular.
All right,
you know,
let's continue.
After this, you know, when we start making comments like, and that's when the warlord comes in and whatever else, and push Nelson, and whatever other stupid comments we made where people fucking follow suit. Now the new thing is everyone's going to say I'm
just busted.
Oh, no, I'm just busting. I'm busting. Oh, I'm just busting.
Just busting.
I'm just busting. I'm just busting. Ah.
Just busting. I'm just busting.
I'm busting.
You're gay. You're fucking gay.
I'm busting.
Oh, I'm just busting.
I'm just busting.
Just busting. I'm just busting.
Oh, no, I'm just busting. I'm just busting.
I need a Nelson. No, I'm just busting.